Benson Show.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green here on this Sunday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball at 2-0 on the year. Jacob Green joined here by fellow Redhawks Spencer Schlange. It is great to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Colt 45's taking on the Watsonville Aggies. Spencer, how excited are you for this game to get started?
I'm very excited. I'm excited to see how the game goes. Obviously, the Colt 45s took the first two games of the season, so we're looking for the series sweep here tonight.
Yeah, and the series finale, Colt 45s here, looking for the sweep, looking to stay undefeated on the year. Always something great to be cheering for and looking for. Another reminder to come on out to the ballpark with your family and watch the Colt 45s. Pretty high level of baseball this far this season with the 2-0 record and also putting 17 runs on the board last night. They won by a score of 17-5. And I will say it was a pitcher's duel until about the eighth inning, and then it turned into a barn burner pretty quickly. But I believe it was Roberto Williams who pinch hit in the ninth inning, hit a nice pinch run homer, the first home run here at Tiger Field for this 2025 campaign. And now we're going to get tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem momentarily here.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's first gleam. And bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streamed. And the rocket red glare, their offers
Delfina for that beautiful rendition of our nation's anthem. As we get ready to get things started here, it's going to be the starting lineups for the Watsonville Aggies and your Reading Colt 45s. Leading things off and playing shortstop tonight, Micah Cervantes for the Watsonville Aggies. He'll be followed up by Noah Pang back in the lineup after the off day yesterday. He'll be playing the hot corner third base. It'll be Joseph Kelton, the DH, followed by William Fisher batting cleanup and in right field. Then Jackson Parmenter at first base. Roberto Williams, last night's pinch hitter for the Aggies that hit that solo shot to the left of that scoreboard. He'll be in center field, followed up by Aiden Ramirez at second, and Chase Aaron in left. And whoever they decide to put in the catcher spot, batting ninth for Adrian Leone, the right-hander for the Aggies. Again, that's Cervantes at short, Pang at third, Kelton the DH, Fisher in right, Parmenter at first, Williams in center, Ramirez at second, and Aaron in left, and then the catcher spot. Now, for your Reading Colt 45s, will be Trahan Rogowski leading things off in center field, followed by Adam Reyes at short, Andrew Mora at first, and McGuire Smith back in that cleanup spot. He's the DH tonight. It'll be Mark Anthony Carroll at second base, followed by John Handy behind the dish. Tyler Zanizer in left, Don DeCaneo in right field, and Isaac Mandujano at third base. Rogowski in center, Reyes short, Mora at first, Smith the DH, Carroll at second, Handy the catcher, Zanizer in left, DeCaneo patrolling right, and Mandujano at third base for Noah Madsen, sporting number 23, the kid out of Roseville, California, and Folsom College. Right, 6'2", 205. He was 1-2 with a save in 16 appearances for Folsom College. 27 and two-thirds innings pitched under his belt. He's got a 2.93 ERA with 10 walks and 14 Ks for the Colt 45s. They're sporting those home whites, the Aggies back in the black tops, white bottoms that they wore on Friday night's game. And Spencer, the new addition to the broadcast here, junior now soccer player and a fellow digital media major, ready to give some color commentary, adding a little bit more color to the broadcast, if you will. Some stats and analysis. Your first game calling color commentary and also your first Colt 45s game.
Yes, correct. I loved coming here as a kid, so I'm excited to see it from this side of the field, you know, on the booth. Usually, I like to hang out behind the dugout growing up, but now I get to be up here in the booth with you and call this great game. I'm excited.
Little full circle moment.
Absolutely.
Get out here on the field, or above the field, I should say, getting to call the game. And, taking some free Colt 45's baseball.
Absolutely.
Blessed to do what we do. We even have some fellow Redhawks that have graduated in the crowd tonight. And then, of course, Eric Winchester, who I've shouted him out now the first two games of this series, but he's in the dugout helping Mr. Bob Anderson coach a bit. He was the ace last year, threw the no-hitter, and just helping out the Colt 45s this year as they've gathered around third base in foul territory, getting ready to take the field here as we're just a few moments away from getting things started. The umpires and head coaches already had their meeting and handshakes, and some surprising things. Noah Pang in the lineup tonight after not playing last night. He had some pretty solid plays at third base the night before opening night, on opening night. I talked about it in the pregame show yesterday, Spencer, but just making very hard plays look routine and then making routine plays look ridiculously easy. But also diving to his right on a line shot from McGuire Smith at one point, picked it on a hop, popped back up and threw to first, got McGuire Smith by about three steps. So making plays like that, they'll have that left side of the infield locked down with Pang and Cervantes, the shortstop. Some solid gloves out there for the Aggies and for the Colt 45s. Also some solid defense, but not in the lineup tonight is Dylan Green. However, John Handy, who we saw opening night as the Colt 45s, are now taking the field, and Noah Madsen, the tall righty, will begin his warm-up tosses. We've just seen some great defense already from Dylan Green as Madsen nails that first one in there. Yeah, Spencer, what are you looking forward to tonight for the Colt 45s? I mean, they're 2-0 on the season. They had a barn burner last night. The offense exploded. We'll see what they do here tonight.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see how this game plays out. It's my first one of the season, of course. My other on a killer win streak right now, coming in from the first two games of the season, obviously Friday and Saturday. But last season they finished with a ridiculous win streak. So I think they're looking for possibly number 20 tonight in a row, which is amazing. Unheard of, honestly. It's very, very impressive. Love to see the local team putting in great work, and I'm excited to see, hopefully, another great game.
Yeah, 35-4 last year. They ended with that 19-game win streak. So dating back to last year, they actually have a 21-game win streak, which is
insane.
And they're just hoping to continue it at this point. For the Colt 45's defense, backing up the pitcher Madsen from left to right on the infield will be Mandujano on that left side at third base, Reyes at short, Carroll the second baseman, and Mora at first base. Then Handy behind the dish. Van Iser, Rogowski, and DeCanio patrolling left center and right field. As Handy will make his throw down, and Spencer, you'll see the cannon that Handy has after from Madsen sails back to the screen. But even Handy caught opening night, and when they threw it around the infield, he was hucking it down that third baseline. And there was about 14 strikeouts from Cole 45's pitching. So he threw it around the infield quite a lot.
Absolutely. Great pitching there.
Now, stepping in the box is Micah Cervantes. We get ready to get things started here. Madsen, first base side of the rubber, right-handed pitcher, the infield playing normal depth with the third baseman Mandujano on the rim of the infield grass. Here's the first pitch to the left-hand hitting Cervantes as we begin things here. Foul tipped in the glove. First pitch coming in at 7:15, right on the money. And a 1 count on the left-hand hitting Cervantes. Now Madsen readies. Kicks and deals the 0-1. Right through the heart. Called strike 2 by the home plate umpire. Cervantes in an 0-2 hole early on here. Now Madsen gets a sign from Handy. Handy sets up away the 0-2 pitch. Check swing didn't go. Just a bit out of the zone. The wind blowing in from left field on a warm night for baseball, but calm 90 degrees, which is a lot less than we've seen the past couple of days. The 1-2 delivery, way outside, ball 2. Evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. A lot cooler night at first pitch with a lot more wind. The wind picked up last night right around the 5th or 6th inning. We'll see how much the wind plays a factor here. The 2-2 delivery with the outfield shaded toward left. This is just a bit below the knee, and Cervantes works the count full now at 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, and you just wonder, after playing in the heat the last 2 days, how much this overcast weather and the wind picking up is really going to affect these players, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, of course.
Yeah, here's the payoff pitch. Check swing. Didn't go, and Cervantes works the free pass. That's the way the ball game begins. And, yeah, Spencer, as you said, with a little bit of overcast and the cloud cover all around us, kind of shielding the sun. And then that also just decreases the heat. It's only 90 degrees at first pitch as opposed to past couple of days where it was upper 90s. And then, of course, Friday night it was about 102 right around first pitch. Now the right-hand hitting Noah Pang will step up to the plate. It's a pitch from Madsen, catches the outside corner, a called strike 1. Pang got the start on opening night. Madsen checks the runner at first. Now kicks and deals the 0-1. Off the plate, goes up the third baseline. Handy handles it. Throws down to first. In time. Great stretch there from Mora. Reaching into foul territory. Cervantes moves up to second base. But Pang is retired 1-3. I'll bring up Joseph Keldzen, the designated hitter tonight, in that 3 spot. Joseph Keldzen starting game the other night. He went 6 innings of 4-hit ball, walked 2, and struck out 10, dueling Ty Cook on opening night. Now Handy's going to go have a chat with his pitcher, talk things over. The home plate umpire dusting off home plate. 1 out, runner on second. That is Cervantes. He walked and then moved up to second base after the 1-3 put out.
Great play by Handy as well, just to get his feet under him before releasing that ball. A very difficult play to make, but he made it look pretty easy, actually.
Yeah, pouncing on it from in front of home plate. Great read as well, because it went off of home plate and then into fair territory. Called fair quickly by the home plate umpire.
Definitely not something you see every day.
Definitely not. Here's the pitch from Madsen. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase that off speed. Now peering into this catcher. Matthew comes set off the first base out of the rubber, out of the stretch. The infield shaded the right-hand hitter to pull on the outside corner, strike two.
Matthew looking very comfortable so far. Great first few pitches.
Yeah, he's already locked in pretty much. He's throwing quality pitches to all of the hitters except for Cervantes, who worked that walk, but some 50-50 balls in that at-bat. Here's the 0-2. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop, Reyes, who'll glove it, charge it, and bobbled it. It's going to allow everyone to be safe. Reyes was charging it, but it came off the infield grass just a little bit slow and ended up kicking under his glove. Didn't quite have the momentum he thought it did. Typically, as a former third baseman, you charge that ball, but shortstop, it's a little bit different. It's going to be an E6, though. And sometimes with the spin, how it is with the top spin, it comes off the infield grass a lot faster onto the dirt. It just can create a weird hop. Reyes having to do what he could with that. And unfortunately, this one's popped up on the infield. Calling for it is the first baseman. Mora with the out. It'll hold the runners. And one pitch, one out. Fisher's retired. Two away now with runners at the corners. With all that spin on it, typically it picks up speed as it hits the infield dirt, but in this case, all that momentum dying, and Reyes unfortunately couldn't get his glove underneath it as it didn't roll quite how he thought it would. Now Parmenter, right-handed hitter, deep in the box. Here's a pitch from Madsen on the inside corner, right at the knees, a called strike one. No balls and one strike in this scoreless ball game here in the top of the first inning. Here's the 0-1 from the righty Madsen. On the inside corner again, threw a half-hearted check swing from Parmenter. He was trying to lay off of it. Now Madsen peering in. Again, the Colt 45s rocking the home whites with the black sleeves underneath. The Aggies rocking the black tops, white bottoms. Check swing. Didn't go. Ring him up on the inside corner. Parmenter is retired. He's gone to looking. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. As we head to the bottom of the first here in this scoreless ball game, Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash.
Tonight's Renning Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy all their cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green with Spencer Schlenge. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Sunday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. It's going to be Trehan Rogowski leading things off, facing off against Adrian Leon for the Watsonville Aggies. Trehan Rogowski digging in from that right-hand batter's box. The leadoff man for the Colt 45s. He's gotten a nod in center field both nights from Bob Anderson. and getting the nod again tonight as he takes a first pitch ball in the dirt. 1-0 on the center fielder. He lines this one in the right field for a base hit. The infield was shifted a bit for him to pull. He hit it the opposite way and was able to improve that 429 average. He collects another hit on the season. He'll be at first base being held on by Parmenter.
Like you said, Jacob, just making the average even better. He's batting 500 now on the season with 8 attempts, 4 times on base. He's actually got 3 RBIs of his own already in the first 2 days, which is great.
And also some speed on the bases. We've witnessed it already. Coming around on a couple of RBI doubles as Reyes takes a call to strike one. Leon pitching out of the stretch with a runner on first. The infield shaded up the middle, and the third baseman playing on the rim of the infield grass. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball. Hit the other way. Into a dive is the right fielder, Fisher. He's not going to get it. It's going to go all the way to wall. Around third is Rogowski coming to score. Wide turn at second base is Reyes. He's headed for 3 as the throw comes in through the cutoff man. And it's a triple for Adam Reyes. And coming around to score is Rogowski. And the Colt 45s have a 1-0 lead here in this bottom of the first inning. There it was, Spencer. Just hit the other way again. A couple back-to-back pitches hit the other way, and the right fielder, Fisher, coming in on it as it was chasing away from him, ended up being a costly miscue, went all the way to the wall.
Yeah, great way to open up the scoring there with the triple.
I'm not sure who threw that back in, but they absolutely hucked it, trying to keep Reyes at third, showing off those wheels. You could see him as he saw that I believe it was the center fielder, Williams, playing it back off the warning track out there by the advertisements. So 1-0 count on the left-hand hitting Mora. 1-0 pitch on the outside corner will even up the count at 1-1. Absolutely hucked it back into the infield, trying to keep Reyes from going all the way around the bases. But Reyes, as he was approaching second base, checked the fielder and where he was at, kicked it into fifth gear, rounding second with a big smile on his face. A 2-1 count now on Mora for taking that pitch outside. Now peering in is Leon. Gets his sign from the Aggies. Backstop tonight, Micah. My apologies, not Micah Cervantes. I believe it's Benjamin Tucker. Can't quite see his number due to that catching gear. 2-2 count after that foul tip. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Leon. Foul tipped off the hand of the catcher. The count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. That could also be Kyle Dyer behind the dish who caught last night's game. As soon as we get a name, we will lay that over the airwaves. 2 balls, 2 strikes, runner on third, nobody out. Corners drawn in for the left-hand hitting Mora. Here's the 2-2 delivery from the righty Leon, fouled off the plate and back to the screen. We'll do it one more time.
Great way for Mora to stay alive there, just keeping the count where it's at. He's got a ball to give still, and this is a big out for the Aggies as well. They're going to need this one, or have to assume Reyes will find his way home.
Yeah, especially with the speed that he has. Anything hit in the air to the outfield. The outfield playing straight up at normal depth. Here's the 2-2. Just a bit up and away. And there it was, Mora trying to force Leon to throw strikes. He fought off a couple of them, but now working the count full. Leon, the only silver lining to walking Mora here would be putting a double play in order. Here's the payoff pitch from the righty Leon. Glove at the belt, kick, a line shot toward the second baseman on the ground, Fields, and throws to first. Reyes will come home. But a 4-3 put out, and the Aggies have the first out of the inning. It'll bring up McGuire Smith.
Yeah, Mora there doing just what he needed to do. Obviously, a sacrifice play. Got to the second baseman. They make the play on him to get him out, but Reyes will find his way home. That's 2-0 to the 45s.
Yeah, getting the ground ball hit the opposite way, so Reyes can come in to score. I was a little surprised the infield wasn't playing in there just to gun down the runner, keep him honest, as McGuire Smith grounds this one toward the second baseman, Ramirez, who fields it and throws to first in time. It's another 4-3 putout. Very reminiscent of what we saw last night. At one point, there was five Colt 45s retired on 4-3 putouts in the third inning and the fourth inning. It was Smith, Green, Zanny, Zanizer, and Likens all retired via the 4-3 ground ball. Something you do not see every day. The second baseman, Mark Anthony Carroll, will step up to the plate. Two out, nobody on here in this 2-0 ball game. First pitch breaking ball right at the knees, a called strike. A great pitch there from Leon, that breaking ball. John Handy on deck. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball again. Caught the bottom of the zone. No balls and two strikes. Slightly open wide stance for the second baseman, Carroll. Here's the 0-2. Line ground ball toward the first baseman, Parmentu. Miscues it, now flips the first on the bag. In time is the pitcher, Leon, in the foot race. And my apologies, 3-1 put out. Will send us to the top of the second inning. It's 2-0 after one. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash.
Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tag Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us for this top of the second inning. Colt 45s with a 2-0 lead. Noah Madsen, the starting pitcher tonight, getting the baseball from Bob Anderson. Right-on-right matchup here, facing off against Roberto Williams, who had that pinch-hit home run in last night's contest in the ninth inning. He hits this one in the air toward right field. Right fielder giving chase. Should be playable. Stay on the park. Right in front of the track. We'll squeeze it. DeCaneo backpedaling for out number one. Williams gives it a ride, but not quite enough juice on it. That is out number one. And we'll bring up Aiden Ramirez, the second baseman. Left-handed hitter. She played first base last night for the Aggies. Here's the pitch from the righty, Madsen. Low and away in the dirt for ball one. Now Madsen. Hearing it, Handy. Handy sets up low and in. The 1-0. Inside corner at the knees. Will even up the count at one ball and one strike. Now the 1-1. Off the plate outside. Ball two. Right about knee height, but just a little bit too far wide, trying to get Ramirez to chase. Out of the 2-1 delivery off the first base side of the rubber on the outside corner. Right at the belt. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. That wind still blowing in from left center field. Just a nice soft breeze blowing, cooling things off here. What was 90 degrees at first pitch is now dropped down to the high 80s. Foul tips back to the screen, and Ramirez stays alive at two balls and two strikes. With one gone, nobody on. The outfield shifted just a couple of steps toward left. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Madsen. Off the plate outside for ball three. The center fielder, Rogowski, just three or four steps toward left center. One out. Here's the payoff pitch. It's fouled back out of play over the 45 dugout. Ramirez steps back into the box, readjusts his batting helmet. Now taps the plate with his bat. Calls time. He'll step out again.
Yeah, Ramirez here doing everything he can to stay alive with the full count. No one on. Really could use the Aggies to get him on board here.
I wish there were words enough to really capture the routine he has going right here, but it's everything from the three steps out of the box to the three-step shuffle back in. Here's the payoff pitch. Misses low, and it works for Ramirez. He works the walk, wins the battle against Madsen, but that was absolutely mesmerizing to watch. Just a lot of Juan Soto-esque types of movement. And it worked out because he drew the walk. So it is actually Kyle Dyer doing the catching tonight for the Aggies, who was the catcher last night as well. Runner on first, Colt 45's shift the right hitting Aaron to pole. So he fouls this one off the plate. Karam's foul toward the Aggie on deck circle on the first base side. The first baseman Mora holding on the runner at first. That's Ramirez, who walked. Colt 45's looking to turn two and get out of the inning. The Aggies stranded a pair last inning. Here's the 0-1 delivery from the righty Madsen. Fouled back to the screen. Went off the foot of the umpire. He's going to go for a little walk. No balls and two strikes. The catcher, John Handy, having a few words with Blue, making sure he's all right. Now we'll resume. Madsen checks the runner at first with a moderate lead over there, about three steps off the bag. The 0-2 pitch. The breaking ball just a bit inside for ball one. Ramirez a little bit slow getting back to the bag over there at first. I'm wondering another pitch is taken outside of Handy. Tries to throw a back pick down there. Or at least deke one. One ball and two strikes. Madsen off the first base side of the rubber. 1-2. It's a chopper up the middle. Second baseman Fields is standing on the second base bag and throws to first in time. 4-3. Carroll waiting for that ball, playing a little bit of first base over there at second. And a 4-3 double play. The twin killing instings for the Aggies. They threaten but do not score as we head to the bottom of the second. It's 2-0 after 1.5. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Reading, California. I'm Jacob Green here, joined by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us. Due up is Handy, Zanizer, and Decanio for the Colt 45s. Leading things off here in this bottom of the second is John Handy. The 45s with a 2-0 lead. Now as Leon readies, Handy waves the bat back and forth. Wide open stance. From the right side, swing and miss for strike one. Waving at that one. A little bit tardy on it. Pulled him on the off speed. Here's the 0-1. In the dirt, blocked by Dyer, the catcher. One ball and one strike. On deck is Tyler Zanizer. One ball, one strike, nobody out. The center fielder shaded toward left center. The 1-1 pitch is a line shot and through the left side between Tang and Cervantes for a base hit. And the leadoff man is aboard in John Handy for the 45s. He'll get a courtesy runner out there. Chase the Bat Boy gets some recognition. Dylan Green will be the courtesy runner for the catcher John Handy.
Well done by Handy there. Get his first hit of the season. Get his find himself on first base. Just for a few seconds, of course.
Yeah, with the courtesy runner, a pretty short time over there at first base, but hopefully enjoyable for him nonetheless as Tyler Zanizer will step into the box. Right-handed hitter. The Aggies playing at double play depth. Zanizer with a first pitch on the inside corner called strike one. Tyler Zanizer. Spencer, you said before, letting me know that you actually know Zanizer. Rolling a pickoff attempt on over to first base not in time.
Absolutely, yeah. Tyler Zanizer had a quick semester-long stint at Butte College, but he's Reading native. Decided to make his way back and play with the local junior college, Shasta College, this semester in the spring. Very good ball player and very good friend.
He fouls this one back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. You love to see local kids sticking around for the summer and just getting in more experience here in this wooden bat league. Now the 0-2 pitch from Leon. Breaking ball fouled way out of play toward the parking lot over the Aggie dugout. And off a truck. Folks, that's why be very aware of where you park. Count remains one ball and two strikes. My apologies. No balls and two strikes. Now Zanizer. Working the 0-2 count. Nobody out. Runner on first. Quick attempt back to first. Not in time. Diving back was Green.
Green doing a great job of not getting too dangerous of a lead, but keeping the pitcher in check here. Making his way back quickly.
And Green did have a stolen base last night, so I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a green light here. As this one's in the dirt, off the catcher. It's going to go all the way back to the screen, and Green will easily take second base on that pass ball.
Zanizer done a great job so far of staying alive after two quick strikes, starting off at an 0-2 count. Still alive, fouled off quite a few. But see if he can get himself on base here and see if he can even advance the runners as well.
Yeah, he started off behind in the count 0-2, and now it's worked to 1-2. With the runner on second, see if he can get an RBI here. The 1-2 delivery from Leon It's grounded toward the first base, and Parmentier handles it. Will flip to Leon on the bag in time. Moves the runner up 90 feet. But Zanizer is retired 3-1. I'll bring up Dom DeCaneo, the right fielder. First pitch from Leon on the outside corner called strike one. You know, one. Swing and miss for strike two. Now, as the Aggies bring the infield in, not wanting to surrender the run to get the out, which, as I said, last inning, a little bit surprised they didn't do that when Reyes was over there at third. The 0-2 pitch from Leon. Breaking ball hit in the air towards center on a line. It will fall for a base hit. Coming to score is Green, and an RBI single for Dom DeCaneo. It's now 3-0 as the nine-hitter Manduhano will step up to the plate. Right-handed hitter facing off against the right-hand, throwing Adrian Leon. Runner on first. The Aggies a double play away from heading back into the dugout, down three. Here in this bottom of the second, here's the first pitch. From the righty Leon is a fastball. Yeah, side corner, right at the belt. Called strike one.
Great hit from DeCaneo there, able to get it right in between that short infield and the, in front of the outfield, got to drop, and Green was able to get on in there for a third run for the Colt 45s here.
Runner going, throw in the dirt, and safe at second base is going to be DeCaneo. The swiped bag. Yeah, as you said, Spencer, just kind of poked through the infield. Just kind of poked it over the shortstop and with the infield in. A little bit more hitting room between the infield and outfield, and used it to his advantage. One ball, one strike. With another runner in scoring position, there's a 1-1 pitch outside. Evens up the count. It moves the count up, rather, to two balls and one strike. Now peering in is Leon off that first base side of the rubber. Comes set. Love to his belt, checks the runner back at second. Now kicks and deals a 2-1. Foul tipped. My apologies, not foul tipped. It squeaked through the catcher. Throw down to third base with the runner going, not in time. DeCaneo, a little bit of a hesitation. The umpire didn't call it foul. 2-2 count after Manduhano swung on that. Snuck through the catcher's legs, right through the five hole. Now the Aggies bring the infield in again. Two balls and two strikes, 3-0 here in this bottom of the second. The 2-2 delivery to Manduhano, the right-handed hitter. It's grounded up the third baseline. Pang handles it. And it's apparently called foul. A little bit of a weird series of events. And now some words being exchanged. A lot of confusion out here on the field. Everyone thought it was fair, but apparently the home plate umpire called it foul. And then there was some different shoutings of all kinds. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runner on third, infield in for the right-handed hitter. Manduhano working the 2-2 count after that very odd foul ball. The 2-2 pitch from the righty Leon. It's a breaking ball off the hand of Manduhano, I think. Apparently not. It might have also hit his bat. So Manduhano still working a 2-2 count after a couple of very odd foul balls, I would say, Spencer.
Interesting to say the least, for sure. A little bit of confusion here in the ballpark.
Yeah, you can kind of hear the buzz around the stadium. It's a little bit quieter than normal after that weird series of events. The 2-2 pitch from Leon is a chopper toward the third, shortstop rather. Cervantes is going to go to first. The runner comes in to score. It's now 4-0, but the RBI for Manduhano after he's retired 6-3. There's a high chopper that Cervantes had to wait for the ball to come down. He called off his third baseman, Peng. Fooled me even on it because I thought Peng was going to handle it. Cervantes got it and then slung it across the diamond to first in time. Two gone here for the top of the order in Trajan Wogowski.
Yeah, the Aggies handling it there is about as best as they could. Made the play out at first. Couldn't get it home in time, obviously, but regardless, 45 score another.
Wogowski's last time up singled would later come around to score. He takes a called strike on the inner half. Now Leon trying to work quick. Gets his sign, now winds and deals the 0-1. Fastball at the knees on the inside corner. Quickly an 0-2 count on Colt 45's center fielder. The 0-2 just off the plate outside. Great take there from Wogowski. The 1-2 pitch with nobody on and two out here in this 4-0 ball game is grounded back to the pitcher, and Leon will handle it himself. Toss to the first baseman, Parmenter, in time. 1-3, the side is retired. The Colt 45s get a pair as we head to the top of the third inning.
Tonight's Red and Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maze on. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Stingham Tantric. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs just so my arms aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes to make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, but what feels bad? I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the side.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Shagger Field in Redding, California. The first pitch to the nine-hitter Kyle Dyer is a bit low and in for ball one. Noah Madsen facing off against the 9-1 and 2 hitters for the Aggies. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Madsen. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase that inside heater. He's a bit behind on it. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter, Dyer. The 1-1 pitch. It's a check swing chopper toward the second baseman. Carroll handles it and flips to first in time for the 4-3 putout. And Dyer is retired. I'll bring up the top of the order, Micah Cervantes, who walked his first time up, but then was later stranded at third.
Yeah, quite the routine play there by second baseman Carroll, but he made it look even more than routine. Very simple and made the play. Took a weird hop on him, but was able to retire the runner.
Yeah, great job handling that weird ground ball again. Just like a opposite field kind of half swing chopper that a couple of weird hops off the infield grass. And staying in front of it as a 1-0 pitch from Madsen. This is up and away for ball two here to the leadoff man, Cervantes. Great job by the second baseman, Carroll. Because if that ball spins weird, kicks up the heel of his glove, he's able to knock it down with how his body was positioned check swing, doesn't matter, call a strike one on the inner half. Two balls and one strike, nobody on. The infield playing at normal depth. Center fielder Rogowski shaded a bit toward left. Three balls and one strike now after that pitch was taken out of the zone. Now the 3-1 pitch from Madsen. Foul tipped. Back to the screen. As the count fills at three balls and two strikes.
Madsen delivering a great pitch there to keep the runner from advancing.
A full count now. Got Cervantes to chase that fastball up. The payoff pitch with one out. It's a line shot foul toward the Colt 45 pen. And the count remains full at three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on, in this 4-0 ball game here in this top of the third inning. Pitch from Madsen is a line shot right to the second baseman, Carroll, cruising to his left on the rim of the outfield grass, and Cervantes lines out. That's out number two. And we'll bring up Noah Pang, who grounded out to the pitcher his last time up.
Love to see the second baseman, Carroll, getting involved here early in the inning. Involved in both outs, a ground out first, then right there with the sack, with the fly.
Now Noah Pang digging in from the right side. Swinging on the first pitch, ground ball to the third baseman. Off the heel of his glove and off his chest, caroms into foul territory, and Pang will be safe at first. On that E5 from Mandujano, who came charging in on it, but just rolled up and off his chest. That's the second error for the Colt 45s tonight. With two outs, runner on first, that's Pang. First pitch to Kelton is a bit up and in. Check swing, but he didn't go. Another pitch from Madsen on the inside corner evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Mora holding on Cervantes at first. The 1-1 delivery from the righty Madsen off the first base side of the rubber. A bit slow. Called at the knees. A called strike two. A little bit of a zone expansion here.
Definitely a close one there.
It's what you call a 50-50 ball. One ball and two strikes. Great job by Madsen there, winning the 1-1 count, getting some count leverage here in this at-bat. The 1-2 pitch, the breaking ball, swung on and grounded toward Mandujano, who charges in front of the shortstop and throws across in time. 5-3, put out Mandujano. It's a little bit of redeeming action there. The side is retired. The Aggies strand one. They score none as we head to the bottom of the third.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the bottom of the third. Adam Reyes leading things off here. First pitch swing is a line shot past the leaping Cervantes and into left field for a base hit. Reyes is aboard. Leadoff. My apologies.
Reyes now 2-for-2 on the night. Started off with a triple way into the outfield. Now just another one out. Able to sneak past the shortstop and second baseman for a nice single.
And Cervantes running back in that 6-5 hole, trying to get to it, but just beyond the reach of his glove. And the leadoff man for the third inning in a row tonight. All three innings, the Colt 45s have gotten the leadoff man aboard, and they've put two on the board each time. And here's the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora. Reyes not going. Taken for a called strike there on Mora, who was retired via the 4-3 putout his last time up. Leon checks the runner at first. Now comes Seb, the 0-1. Poked at ground ball toward the second baseman. Not enough time to go to short. Gonna flip to first in time. 4-3 put out. That moves Reyes up to second base. Just a slow roller that the pitcher wasn't able to get to. Leon, it was just out of his reach. The second baseman had to wait for it. Almost kicked off the runner, Adam Reyes, who... opening night, I believe it was Andrew Mora that actually got hit by a ground ball running from first to second base from one of McGuire Smith's ground balls. As McGuire Smith fouls this one off of his foot, it looked like. He's going to take a second to breathe. The home plate umpire is giving him some time by dusting off the plate. On deck is the right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll. Bending at the belt is Leon. Now checks Reyes back at second. Cervantes playing behind him. The 0-1. Breaking ball popped up right back over our booth and toward the bocce ball course behind us. I wish I had a longer glove. Might have been able to get to it. We need to get one of those giant outfield gloves that they have.
Absolutely.
Those, like, four-foot-high gloves.
Yeah, there you go.
Very rare we get a ball come back over the booth like that. No balls and two strikes. Here on McGuire Smith. Runner at second. That's Reyes. The pitch. Breaking ball out of the zone. Up and away. One ball and two strikes. One of these days I'll catch a foul ball in the booth. Johnny Doskow of the Athletics, after I believe about a 15 to 20 year broadcast career, finally got one earlier this season. The 1-2 delivery. It's a line shot toward left center field. The center fielder giving chase on the run right in front of the track. Squeezes it on the run. Hucks it back toward third base, but it's going to be offline. Reyes tagging on the play. Pang corralling it. McGuire Smith with a loud out. A long fly ball that Williams out there patrolling center field was able to chase down.
Great job for Williams to get under that. That looked like he had a chance to get all the way to the wall there and advance him to at least second base and score a run as well. But Williams getting under that nice and easy. Made a great snag.
Definitely would have been an extra base hit had that gotten down. And also another run. Now two gone for the right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll. Here's the pitch. Misses low. For ball one. This one's grounded toward the Aggie dugout. One ball and one strike on the right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll. Runner at third, that's Reyes. With two gone. Wide open stance with the right-hand hitter deep in the box. The catcher Dyer sets up in. Foul tip into the glove of the catcher. Dyer's going to take a second to shake that one off, and the home plate umpire is going to hand deliver a baseball to the pitcher, Leon, and give Dyer some time as he waves off the head coach, Ken Nakagawa, my apologies.
Just a little stinger, trying to get the feeling back in the hands there before we get going.
Yeah.
Definitely not what you want to see there.
Never played catcher, but I imagine that's pretty painful.
Absolutely.
I did played third base, took some balls off of ankles and arms and chests, but not right off the heel of the glove. Taking line shots into the heel of the glove, that hurts too. I can only imagine how much harder it is off of a wooden bat. The 1-2 pitch, wave that in the dirt. Dyer's going to clear and throw down to first base in time. And Carroll is retired, and so are the Colt 45s as we head to the top of the fourth inning. The Colt 45s up by a score of 4-0.
Tonight's Red and Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back street? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello fans, welcome back to Tag Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined by Spencer Schlange. It is great to have you with us here on a Sunday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. A beautiful night for baseball, right around the mid-80s with a slight breeze cooling us all off. It's a 4-0 ball game here in this top of the fourth inning. Madsen facing off against Fisher, Parmenter, and Williams. The first pitch to the right-hand hitting Fisher is in the dirt and knocked back down by the catcher, John Handy. Great block there, kept it in front of him with no runners on. Indifferent. 1-0 with nobody out. The center fielder, Rogowski, a couple of steps toward left. 1-0 pitch. Spouted back to the screen. Up and not quite over. 1-1. The left fielder, Zanizer, also shaded a few steps toward the line. Now the 1-1 pitch to the right-hand hitting Fisher. Right at the knees on the inside corner, called strike two. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery with nobody out from the righty Madsen off the first base side of the rubber is bounced and goes back to the screen. Bounced about a foot or so in front of home plate. Just looked like Madsen might have done a little slide step as he delivered the pitch. Two balls and two strikes with nobody out. The pitch from the righty Madsen. Bounces that one again, right off the corner of the plate. that will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if Matson lifts this ball into the strike zone, I don't know if anyone's hitting it. He's throwing some heat today.
Yeah, he's blowing the fastball a few times quite. Blowing the ball a few times past some Aggies. This one's hitting the air toward left. That one is gone. A no-doubter. And into the street toward the Safeway fuel station. He did elevate that heater that time and gave him some high cheese. And William Fisher did not miss it. An absolute moonshot. And I remember last year, Joel Calderon actually hit one toward the Safeway fuel station as well. And our producer's wife was around the station at the time and actually went and picked it up.
I fear I might be to blame for that one with the announcer's curse on my first day.
It happens. We've seen a couple of home runs now on the season, but they've both been from the Watsonville Aggies, so hopefully at some point we get a Colt 45 home run. We've seen a lot of extra base hits from the Colt 45s, though, and of course a total of 20 runs on the year, if my math is correct. First pitch fastball on the inner half, called strike 1 to Jackson Harmon, who struck out looking his last time up. Right-handed hitter. I mean, talk about an absolute moonshot. There's netting out there to protect the street from getting hit. All the cars driving by, and it was well over that. 1-1 now after that pitch was taken low. And off the crack of the bat, the left fielder, Zanizer, didn't even really move. He took about a half step and turned and watched it fly.
Absolutely crushed.
The 1-1 pitch. Low and in for ball 2, which is even more impressive considering, again, as we've talked about, the wind blowing in from left field. Not a lot of wind, but 5 to 10 miles an hour, so still enough to knock down a baseball a little bit, move it around.
Absolutely. More than the last 2 days, I'll tell you that, as far as the wind goes.
That's absolutely true. The 2-1 delivered from the righty Madsen bounced in there. That was also the first hit given up by Madsen, which, of course, not wanting to say that. So he lost the shutout and the no-hitter all in one go. But still working with the 4-1 lead. Here's a 3-1 delivery to the right end hitting Parmenter. Swing and a miss will fill the count. Three balls and two strikes with nobody out here in this top of the fourth inning. This one's fouled off the foot of Parmenter. Gonna go for a little saunter around the box and walk it off.
Yeah, Parmenter definitely got a little lift to him there.
Yeah, just a little bit of a stinger off the inside of the ankle, it looks like. No protective padding. Gonna take a couple practice swings, make sure his ankle's all right. Count stays full with 3 balls and 2 strikes here in this 4-1 ball game. With nobody out. Here's the payoff pitch from Madsen off the first base side of the rubber. Out of the windup. And he sets up in. It's a ground ball toward the third baseman moving to his left. Loves and throws across and kicked by the first baseman, Mora. Great job on the other end. Roberto Williams now to the plate. With one out and nobody on. Here in this 4-1 ball game. Roberto Williams had that pinch hit home run last night in the ninth inning. Pitch from Madsen misses low and away for ball 1.
Great fielding on that last series from the Colt 45's infield.
Here's the 1-0 from Madsen. Swing and a miss. Tardy on that pitch. Williams waving the wood. Now readies. Madsen delivers a fastball just a bit low. Williams laying off of it. Two balls and one strike. The 2-1 pitch from Mattson is grounded up the middle. Reyes moving to his left, gloves on the run, throws to first in time. Great stretch there from Mora. Second out of the inning, 6-3 on the play. Mattson can say with certainty the only bad pitch he's thrown tonight has been to William Fisher. It's really the only blemish on the scorecard.
As absolutely. Mattson is great today.
Yeah, Mattson settling in after that first pitch walk in the first inning, the first batter he faced, Cervantes. He settled back in apart from that home run that he gave up. Here's the pitch to the left-handed hitting Ramirez is fouled back to the screen for strike one. Two gone, and nobody on. Here's the 0-1 from the righty Mattson off that first base side. Swing, and a miss for strike two. Blew that heater by Ramirez. Now Mattson will go for a little walk around the backside of the mound, climb back up, peer in at Handy, his catcher. Now Mattson readies, winds, and deals the 0-2 pitch. It's breaking ball just off the corner. One ball and two strikes. Two gone. Mattson looking to get the last out of the inning here. 1-2 delivery from the righty. Outside again. 2-2 now. Hopefully we didn't jinx Mattson at all. Not superstitious, but maybe a little stitious. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2 pitch to the left-hand hitting Ramirez. It's hit in the air toward left. In foul territory, giving chase is Zanizer in the bullpen. He's going to run out of room. And Ramirez stays alive.
Yeah, like you said, Mattson so far nearly untouchable on the mound until this inning has begun, but he has a chance to retire it right here.
Two balls and two strikes still, with two gone as the sun almost fully set here at Dagger Field. The light's on. Now the 2-2 delivery from the righty Mattson. Poked that toward the shortstop Reyes back behind second base. Throws to first in time. Back-to-back 6-3 putouts, and the side is retired. The Aggies get one, but then they go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Colt 45's up by a score of 4-1.
Tonight's Reading's Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy all their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Hatfield in Redding, California. John Handy leading things off here for the Colt 45s. Zanheiser and Decanio also due up. Face Adrian Leon, who skips his first pitch in there all the way back to the screen. He got that single earlier in the ball game before Dylan Green was the courtesy runner for him, and then he would come around to score. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Misses low in the dirt for ball two. A 2-0 from the righty Leon. Misses low and in for ball three. No action out there in the Aggie bullpen. This is only the second time through the order for Leon, the 3-0 pitch. A line shot into the left center gap. It's going to get cut off by Williams out there with the hustle. He's going to throw into second base. The throw not in time. A head first slide by John Handy. He has himself a single and a double today. We get a courtesy runner out there. Hit that one right on the screws. Williams, great job cutting it off, keeping it from going to the wall.
Yeah, Handy there, taking a gamble and going for second. I thought he was dead there, but absolutely makes the slide head first, gets in there, and he's safe.
That was just a great job by Handy to force the center fielder Williams to make a great throw from right out in front of that 358 mark. And it ended up working out for him. He's got himself a single and a double today. The pitch from Leon is a chopper foul up the first base side to the left-hand hitting Tyler Zanheiser. Looks like Cruz Cabral is up and working in the Colt 45 pen. A little bit of action out there. Runner in scoring position at second base. That's Dylan Green, the courtesy runner for the John Handy double. Here's the 0-1 as Leon checks the runner at second. Fastball misses away. One ball and one strike. Leon peering in at his catcher. Now readies. Comes set off that first base side. Checks the runner back. That's Green. Speed on the bases here. The 1-1. So hit in the air toward right center field. The right fielder giving chase. That's Fisher to the track. He's going to short hop the wall. Bare hand play off the wall. Throws it into second base. Around third. Coming in to score the throw is going to be in time. The head first slide. But the catcher dropped the ball, and Dylan Green actually gets in there. Home plate umpire originally called him safe. Up to third base is Zanheiser on the throw-in. A gutsy play there from Eric Winchester, the third base coach, waving the runner. Again, forcing the outfielders to make a great throw. It was a fantastic throw. Beat the runner there. Dylan Green with a head first slide. But the catcher and all the dirt, Dyer, ended up dropping the baseball, it looked like. Not sure what you saw there, Spencer.
Yeah, like you said, Jacob, it looked like just a great throw in from the outfield and then a big collision. It looked like the tag would have definitely beat the runner there, most certainly, but the ump calls that it's on the ground and a great contact there from Zanheiser. The Reading native picks up a triple on that one.
And it looked like with that head first slide from Green, when the tag was applied to him, either the ball got lost in the shuffle or he actually knocked the ball out of the catcher's hand, which means he's safe. Now an 0-1 count on the right-hand hitting Decanio, who fouls this one toward the on-deck circle for the 45s. No balls and two strikes. Runner at third. The infield on the rim of the infield grass, trying to gun down the run at home. The runner at home, rather. If there's anything hit on the infield. They're down by four, and no one at a game like this to get out of reach here in this series finale. They're trying to avoid the sweep. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball backs Decanio out of the way. One ball and two strikes with runner on third and nobody out. 1-2 is a ground ball up the third baseline, foul. fit into a tight window down there at third base. It was between Eric Winchester, the third base coach, and the umpire down there at third base. About a 3-foot window. 1-2 count on DeCanio, rocking the black socks up to the knees. The 1-2 pitch from Leon is fouled back to the screen. And we'll do it again. The count remains 1-2.
DeCanio again playing against the count, seemed to make contact or get a hit each time.
Yeah, his last time up with that single and stolen base, then would later come around to score. Now Leon gets a sign from Dyer. Comes set on that first base side. The 1-2 pitch. It's a line shot toward the left field corner. It's going to stay fair and short off the wall. Coming in to score is Zanizer, and into second base with a stand-up double is DeCanio. Now it's 6-1. With a lot of baseball left to play, this game starting to get out of reach for the Aggies here. As Isaac Mandujano will step up to the plate. Right-handed hitter, an even stance on that right side. Leon checks the runner second. Over's a breaking ball on the inner half, a called strike one.
The Aggies are going to need to pick up an out here before it's too late with yet another runner in scoring position and zero outs on the board as of right now.
And if it's not a strikeout, you hope it's something to the left side that will keep the runner DeCanio at second base.
Absolutely.
Another strike there delivered on the inner half. Anything hit to that left side of the infield should hold the runner, and anything hit to left field or center field should hold the runner. But given the speed of DeCanio at second, they might try and have him tag up. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Bounced in there. Laying off of it was Mandujano.
I do feel like Leon has actually pitched the zone very well today, but Colt 45 is just making contact and getting good hits.
Yeah, anything up in the zone, the Colt 45s have attacked, trying to barrel it. Center fielder shaded a couple of steps toward left. 1-2 pitch from Leon is a breaking ball off the foot of Mandujano, who is rocking that shin guard with the toe guard attached. One ball and 2 strikes with nobody out. The 1-2 delivery from the righty, Leon. It's a fastball hit the other way toward the first baseman, Parment, to glove it and flip to Leon on the bag in time. That moves the runner over, but the Aggies get the out. 3-1 on the play. Bring up the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski. Who has grounded out and singled tonight. On deck is Adam Reyes. Runner on third. That's DeCanio. Leon off the first base side. There's a heater low and away for ball one. It's a 1-0 way upstairs for ball two. Dyer, the catcher, coming out of his crouch to keep that from going all the way back to the screen. 2-0 on Colt 45's leadoff man. Slightly open stance on that right side, deep in the box. The righty, Leon's pitch is a ground ball toward the second baseman charging. It's going to go under his glove, tried to pick the in-between hop, end up getting beat by the in-between hop, and safe at first is Rogowski, and safe at home, coming in to score, is DeCanio. It's going to be an E4 on the second baseman, Ramirez, who was charging it, tried to time that in-between hop correctly, and ended up just getting beat by it. That ball died after its second hit on the infield dirt, skipped under his glove. Now Adam Reyes to the plate. open stance for the right-hand hitter. Runner on first. The Aggies looking for two on the infield. A breaking ball on the inner half called strike one. The Aggies have the infield, the middle infielders shaded up the middle with the first baseman Parmenter holding on the runner at first. And we've not seen a lot of pickoff attempts from Leon. I think we've seen two all night. This one's fouled off the netting post for strike two.
I must say, I love the cleat choice here by Reyes with the orange and the yellow. Looks really good.
Yeah, some great highlighter shoes. A little bit of flash. Some other players rocking some old school white cleats or the black and white ones. I've even seen some red and white. No balls and two strikes. The Aggies looking for a ground ball on the infield. 7-1, the Colt 45's up here in this bottom of the fourth. The pitch from Leon is fouled out of play toward the parking lot. But Karam's off a curb. And the count holds at no balls and two strikes with one out.
Ray is 2-for-2 on the day as well. He got that triple in the first inning, which scored one. And he's got a single in the last inning as well.
Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. Runner going. Throw inside. The throw down by Dyer. Not in time. Safe with the stolen base is Rogowski. Picked a great pitch to go on. To get a little tongue-tied there. The pop-up slide into second base. Slid on the backside of the bag and just beat the throw of the tag, not being able to be applied by Cervantes in time.
Yeah, it looked like there Rogowski was dead set on going before that pitch even left the mound.
And as I said, Leon not really making a lot of pickoff attempts. The 1-2, check swing, doesn't matter, ring him up. Strike three called. Reyes down on strikes. Great pitch there from Leon. Completely fooled Reyes. And Reyes knew it. He turned around and walked right back to the dugout. Now Andrew Mora, who's grounded out twice, both to second base, will step into the box. A left-handed hitter with the runner in scoring position. That's Rogowski. Here's the first pitch from Leon with the right side of the infield playing back. It's a fastball right in the top of the zone. Called strike one. No balls and one strike. Yeah, one pitch from Leon. The breaking ball catches the outer edge right at the belt. Called strike two. No balls and two strikes here in this 7-1 ball game with two gone. Leon comes set. First base side checks the runner back. Glove at the belt. Now kicks the 0-2 in the dirt. Blocked by Dyer. Great block there from Kyle Dyer, the catcher. Keeping it in front of him.
And with the runner in scoring position, Mora has 5 RBIs on the season. We'd like to see him get one more in here, possibly.
Yeah, add a little bit more insurance to that Colt 45 lead. They've already put 3 on the board in this inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Leon. It's a breaking ball. The throw down to third base. The runner going. Not in time. Rogowski has himself another stolen base. And again, kind of being neglected over there, dancing off the bag at second. He had a huge secondary lead. He's about a third of the way to first base. Just a couple of pitches ago with the ball in the dirt that Dyer pinned down between his legs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. On Andrew Mora, the first baseman, who's grounded out twice tonight, with the runner at third now. The 2-2 pitch from Leon. The line shot into left field for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Aaron. He's going to quickly play it back in and hold Mora with a long single, a long RBI single. And as you said, Spencer is 6th RBI of the year. As the Colt 45s now add on to their lead. It's 8-1. The Colt 45s are up here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Now McGuire Smith, a returner from last season, where he led the team in RBIs with 38. Left-handed hitter rocking the Black Sox up high. First pitch swinging, broken bat flare towards shallow left center field. Cervantes out to field it. It's going to land in no man's land between a trio of Aggies. The throw from the left fielder is going to be offline. The left fielder, Aaron, coming up throwing. Cervantes went to went into a dive to avoid a collision. Threw it in. It went wide of the third base bag and bounced off the netting where the pitcher, Adrian Leon, was able to corral it. Now runners at second and third. So McGuire Smith took second base on the errant throw. Now Mark Anthony Carroll, who's the ninth Colt 45 to bat in the inning, makes a first pitch called strike one. Runners on second and third. The 0-1 delivery from Leon waved out in the dirt. Got Carroll to chase. Carroll has grounded out and struck out swinging tonight.
You have to think here, Jacob. The Aggies must retire the inning if they want to stay in this game with two runners in scoring position.
Yeah, now getting Carroll into an 0-2 hole. You want to see a great pitch here from Leon and get back into the dugout with minimal damage. The 0-2 pitch. It's a fastball. Check swing didn't go. One ball and two strikes. Trying to get him to chase there. And yeah, just the ninth batter of the inning. You want to stop the bleeding and still give your team a chance here in this bottom of the fourth. The 1-2 delivery from Leon. It's a line shot toward left field. Sinking for a base hit. McGuire Smith around third. The throw from Arend is not going to be in time. A collision with the catcher as McGuire Smith was going in for a head first slide. The catcher was trying to get the throw. Ended up making contact with McGuire Smith. Both runners coming to score. The Redding Colt 45 is now in double digits. Kyle Dyer with some applause from the Colt 45 crowd after he gets up.
Yeah, a couple heavy hits there for the catcher, Kyle Dyer.
Tim Nakagawa is going to come out and make sure his catcher's okay. They're going to talk things over here. He was in the blocking position trying to keep the throw from skipping past him. And McGuire Smith was about to go into his head first slide as he was getting low on his approach toward home plate. Ended up brushing shoulders and spinning Dyer around about 180 degrees and knocked him down. Dyer will now get back behind the home plate. Runner at second after the double from Mark Anthony Carroll. Both runners coming to score puts the Colt 45s in double digits. And now the Colt 45s have batted around. And it will be the right hand hitting John Handy, the catcher, takes a fastball just off the plate outside. John Handy led off the inning with the double. A double, a triple, double ground out, E4, and a couple of stolen bases, a strikeout, a single, a double, and another double later. Here we are. Handy swinging on this one, fouls it off the plate. Karam's back to the screen to even up the count at one ball and one strike with two gone.
Exciting action this inning as well, Jacob. Not just all the scoring, but with two close calls there at home plate.
Yeah, now the Colt 45s have put six on the board in the inning. And as you said, a lot of action. A lot of plays at home and a couple of plays over there at third and second base. As the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field, here's a 1-1 pitch from Leon with the runner on second. Breaking ball up and in for ball two. In on the hands of Handy. Two balls and one strike with two gone. The infield shifted a bit to pull on Handy, who takes ball three in the dirt. The Aggies with no action out there in the bullpen. So whatever happens, this is going to be Adrian Leon's inning to finish. 3-1. To Handy, swung on and missed for strike two. Tied him up inside. Handy just a bit late on it. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. With two gone. Leon's payoff pitch. Check swing in the dirt, but he didn't go. And Handy will take... My apologies, he will not take his base. He was trotting down to first base with the free pass, but Dyer put the tag on him just in case, and the home plate umpire calls him out.
So handy case, that will end the inning for the Colt 45s.
They get six, but they strand one. It's 10-1 after four, as we had two at the top of the fifth inning.
And just a reminder, tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading things off is Chase Ard. He'll be followed up by Dyer and Cervantes, with the top of the order also due up. A new pitcher on in relief of Noah Madsen, who went four innings tonight of one hit, one run ball. Popped up into foul territory. Mora moving over toward the first base coach's box, and will squeeze it for out number one. On in relief is Cruz Cabral, out of Clovis, California, and Reedley College. Right, 6'5", 205. His career stats at Reedley in 29 appearances and one start. He has 44 and two-thirds innings underneath his belt with a 6.04 ERA, 32 walks and 48 strikeouts. He's 3-3. Off the first base side of the rubber, the lengthy right-hander delivers a fastball on the outer half called strike one. And, man, talk about a fresh arm coming out of the pen. That fastball was, it got from his hand to the plate pretty quick.
Absolutely. Looked dangerous there.
The 0-1 delivery. Another fastball right down Broadway for strike two.
And as you mentioned, a very great four innings there from Madsen tonight. Just allowed that one hit, which happened to go all the way out.
Yeah, no balls and two strikes now to the right-hand hitting catcher with a wide-open stance, Kyle Dyer. The 0-2 delivery from Cruz Cabral. It's a breaking ball, misses up and away for ball one. Yeah, the only blemish on the scoreboard, I would say, for Madsen, my apologies, a scorecard, would be that home run. It was really the one bad pitch. Really, that at-bat was kind of 50-50, just with a couple of balls outside the zone. The 1-2 pitch, it's a breaking ball. Just off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Some complaints from the crowd after that call.
Definitely a close one there from here.
With our slightly weird angle here on the third base side, about a 45-degree angle view of home plate. The 2-2 pitch to Dyer from the righty Cabral. It's a line shot foul over the Aggie dugout.
as the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dyer steps back into the box. A wide open stance for the Aggies backstop. Cabral comes set off the first base side. Now kicks and deals the 2-2. Oh, this is low and away. Painted the bottom of the zone there on the outside corner. The home plate umpire again getting some complaints in the crowd here. The catcher, John Handy, almost threw it down to third. He thought it was strike three. Jackson Parmenter warming up in the Aggie bullpen. The payoff pitch. Ring him up. Strike three called. Caught the bottom of the zone right at the knees as they throw it around the infield. That froze Dyer. And he's gone a-looking.
And that's 2 up, 2 down for Cabral. Great start for him in his opening inning.
In his first appearance here for the 45s during this 2025 campaign. One of the many kids out of Reedley College, the college that Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Bills, went to. Handy sets it outside. Pitch from Cabral on the outside corner right at the knees. Called strike one to the leadoff man and the shortstop for the Aggies, Micah Cervantes. Now the 0-1 from the lengthy right-hander. Fastball on the outer half. Called strike two. Great pitch there from Cabral. Now standing at 6-5, he can really sling that fastball. No balls and two strikes with two outs here in this top of the fifth. The 0-2 delivery to the left-hand hitting Cervantes. Misses away. 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Yeah, and it seems like the wind here at Tiger Field has calmed down quite a bit compared to the start of the game, but still maybe a little breeze there.
Yeah, those flags out there to the right of the 406 sign in straightaway center, completely still pretty much. 1-2 delivery from the righty Cabral. Swung on and missed. Cabral, back-to-back strikeouts. We're halfway through our ballgame tonight. After 4.5, it's 10-1, the Colt 45s. Up by 9.
Reminder, tonight's Redding Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
California, where we have a matchup, third of the series, between the Colt 45s, your home team, and the Watsonville Aggies, the visitors. We enter here the bottom of the fifth inning. Coming up to the plate will be Tyler Zanheiser, the Reading native right now. Colt 45's lead 10-1 heading into the bottom of the fifth inning.
Jackson Parmenter on in relief of Adrian Leon. They'll be facing off against Zanizer, Decanio, and Mandujano. Here in this bottom of the fifth inning, a 10-1 ball game. Here tonight at the historic downtown Reading Kagger Field. First pitch ball to Tyler Zanizer, the left fielder, who's grounded out and tripled tonight. Parmenter rallies back and slings a fastball in there on the outer half, called strike one. 1-1 now on Colt 45's left fielder. Sidewinding righty slings a ball in there, just misses low and away for ball two. Pitch from Parmenter, foul tipped into the glove of the catcher. Two balls and two strikes now. Nobody out, nobody on in this 10-1 ball game. Now the 2-2 delivery misses up and away for ball three. A new catcher as well for the Aggies is going to be Benjamin Tucker, taking over the catching duties for Kyle Dyer. As this one's fouled back to the screen, and Dan Iser stays alive at three balls and two strikes. Now the payoff delivery from the righty Parmenter. Foul tipped again at the plate. Benjamin Tucker pouncing on it, but ended up going foul. Three balls and two strikes.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Zanizer with that big triple all the way back towards the track in the last inning really got the 45's bats going, and they ended up scoring six off of that one. Big fourth inning for them.
That was a big fourth inning for the 45's. They sent 10 men to the plate. Now the payoff pitch again. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman, Ramirez, who moves to his right, throws across his body to first in time to the first baseman, number 10 for the Aggies, Joseph Keldzen, taking over the first base duties for Parmenter. Joseph Keldzen started opening night for the Aggies. He went six innings, dueling Ty Cook, who went five. Called strike there. No one count. On the righty, Dom Decanio. Who's doubled, singled, and stolen a base tonight. The 0-1 misses low and away. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Now peering in is Parmenter and delivers a strike on the outside corner. Laying off of it was Decanio, but ended up being called a strike. Now Parmenter, glove at the belt. Peers in, comes set. The 1-2 delivery to the right-hand hitting DeCaneo. The fastball in the outside corner, ring him up. Strike three called, dropped momentarily by the catcher Tucker, but then quickly puts the tag on DeCaneo. He's gone looking. Two gone now for the 45s. That's Isaac Mandujano, the 9 batter, will step up to the plate. With two gone here in this bottom of the fifth, looks like Parmenter's settled in after the shaky fourth inning from Adrian Leon. First pitch misses away for ball one.
Yeah, and I must say, it has turned into a beautiful night out here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Just a great night for some ball after a very hot weekend.
Yeah, beautiful, cool summer night. Very calm Sunday night for baseball. The 1-0 is grounded up the third baseline foul. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Parmenter working slow, which is something we witnessed opening night as well. The 1-1 delivery is low and away from ball two. His cadence very different from Adrian Leon, who started the game, who was quick pitching some cool 45s here and there. Now the 2-1 delivery from the righty Parmenter off that first base side. Called a strike at the knees. Looked a little bit low, but again, the 45s with the 10-4 advantage. That zone's going to expand a little bit. Two and two now as Parmenter peers in at his catcher, Benjamin Tucker. Now comes set. The 2-2 delivery from the right-hander. It's a fastball right down Broadway. Ring him up. Strike three called. Back-to-back looking strikeouts for Parmenter. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3. After five, it's 10-1. The Colt 45s on top.
Reminder, that tonight's Redding Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
California. It's going to be the third baseman, Noah Pang, leading things off here for the Aggies. Pang, Tilton, and Fisher do up to face Cruz Cabral of the Colt 45s. The first pitch
Fastball inside corner called strike one. Brawl got a couple of strikeouts last inning. Following that up here with a first pitch strike. No one count now on the right-hand hitting third baseman. 0-1. It's a breaking ball. Called strike two right in the top of the zone. Great pitch there from Cabral. Now the 0-2 from the 6-5 right-hander off that first base side of the rubber. Swung on a little flare into center field for a nice solid base hit for Noah Pang. We'll bring up Joseph Teldson to the plate. Right-handed hitter. The designated hitter tonight, he's reached on an error and grounded out to the third baseman, Mandujano. Now playing first base. Started the game at DH, but took over the first base duties for Jackson Parmenter, who is now coming to pitch for the Aggies. It's Cabral. It was a first pitch fastball in the outer half. Called strike one. No balls and one strike. Cabral checks the runner at first, being held on by Mora. The 0-1 delivery, inside corner, called strike two. Here in this top of the sixth inning, Colt 45's up by 9 by a score of 10-1. Now Cabral readies, gloved up by his belt. The 0-2 delivery with nobody out in the Colt 45's middle infield, shading up the middle. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Teldson is retired via the strikeout. That's the third K for Cabral. We have William Fisher. My apologies, not William Fisher. We have a pinch hitter for the Watsonville Aggies. Triton Dew out of Cabrillo College. Pinch hitting for Fisher. An 0-1 count. As Cabral comes set, now set to deliver the second pitch of this at-bat. The 0-1 fastball right at the knees. Called strike two. Fisher getting relieved of his duties after that home run.
Yeah, very surprised. Cabral off to a great start here. He's looking, like you said, just three strikeouts already and just one hit allowed early on here in this inning.
Here's the 0-2. Ring him up. Strike three called. That looked a little low, but the home plate umpire doesn't think so. And quickly two away after back-to-back strikeouts. As you said, Spencer, yeah, strikeout working tonight for Cruz Cabral as Jackson Parmenter will step to the plate. Parmenter's struck out and grounded out tonight. The first pitch from Cruz Cabral is a fastball missing low and away. Ball one. Very calm night out here at Tiger Field, especially compared to the last couple of nights for this opening weekend of baseball here to start the 2025 campaign. The 1-0. Breaking ball. Kicks the outer edge. First called strike two.
As you said, Jacob, this is a textbook start not only to this game. Well, we're over halfway through now, but this is a textbook start to the campaign. If the score ends as is right now for the Colt 45s, picking up right where they left off last year on a huge winning streak.
And as the 1-1 breaking ball, this is up and in for ball two. Yeah, just tacking onto that winning streak time after time. And it's at 21 games right now dating back to last year, but it could be extended even farther tonight. Still a lot of baseball left to play and only a 9-run difference. Here's a 2-1 delivery from Cruz Cabral. It's going to hit the arm of Parmenter. Came in on that left shoulder. He's going to take first base on the hit by pitch. Moving up to second base is Hang, the first hit batsman for Colt 45 pitching tonight.
Yeah, and really one of the first wild pitches of the entire game here. But still in control here with two outs.
Just a wee bit too in on the hands there, as Roberto Williams will step up to the plate. He's flown out and grounded out to Reyes over there at shortstop tonight. Here's the pitch from Cabral out of the stretch. It's a breaking ball swung on and missed for strike one. The infield shifts a little bit to that left field side with the first baseman Mora playing behind the runner and shaded toward the second base bag. Same with the outfield. The outfield shifted toward left. The 0-1 delivery from Cabral as the wind is starting to pick up just a little bit now. The 0-1 misses up and away. One ball and one strike. Cabral peering in at Handy's catcher. Now comes set. Runners take their leads from first and second. That's Parmenter at first and Pang at second. The 1-1. Foul tipped off the glove of Handy. My apologies, not foul tipped. I thought it was foul tipped, but it sounds like the ball was actually missed the bat of Williams completely. He swung at it. The swung on and missed went off the glove of Handy. That looked like that was actually the sound I was hearing was went off the glove and just the right pitch where it sounded like it grazed the bat a little bit. So the runners move up 90 feet after it went all the way back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. Runners at second and third with two gone. Here's the pitch, the right hand hitting Williams. Fastball swing and a miss. Cruz Cabral cruises through the sixth inning. He strikes out the side. He's got five Ks. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, the Colt 45s are up by a score of 10-1.
Reminder that tonight's Red and Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
I could, another ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. It's, Jackson Parmenter back out there for his second inning of work, facing off against these Colt 45s. Due up is going to be the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski, Adam Reyes, and Andrew Mora here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Right-on-right matchup here. Parmenter facing off against Rogowski. Rogowski has reached on error, grounded out, and singled tonight. He also has a couple of stolen bases. First pitch is a fastball on the inside corner, called strike one. Armenter comes set, the 0-1 pitch. This is low and away in the dirt. One ball and one strike. We're just now hitting about the 2 hour mark. Fairly quick game, knock on wood, considering the Colt 45s scratched across 6 runs in an inning. It was a fairly long inning, but the pace of the game fairly fast here on a wonderful Sunday night for baseball as that pitch was sawed back to the screen by Rogowski. One ball and 2 strikes now. Just a friendly reminder to bring your family up to the ballpark next weekend. It will be the Colt 45s taking on the Cali Stars for a couple of games and then the Yuba Sutter Stripers as this next pitch is foul tipped and a little bit of cat and mouse here as Rogowski in the batter's box was dodging the tag from the catcher Benjamin Tucker and then eventually ran down to first, so Tucker had to clear and throw down to the first baseman for the Watsonville Aggies. And we have a new first baseman. It's number 25, Zachary Armenta. No longer Joseph Telton. As Adam Reyes will step into the box now. Colt 45s will head to Fresno for a couple of games against the Fresno Athletics. There are only 2 road games on the year as Reyes takes a first pitch called strike on the outer half. Reyes has singled, tripled, and struck out looking tonight. Here's the 0-1 from Parmenter. Fastball right through the heart. Called strike two. No balls and 2 strikes.
Solid pitching from Parmenter heading into now. Looking pretty good after since the switch.
Yeah, coming on in relief of Adrian Leon, who had that rocky fourth inning, put 6 runs on the boards for the Colt 45s. Now Parmenter coming on, working slow and using that tempo to his advantage. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Reyes. Missing low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Great take there from Reyes. The right side of the infield shaded a little bit to push for the right-hand hitting Reyes. There's a 1-2 delivery from Parmenter. Glove at the belt. Kicks and deals. In the dirt. Blocked by the catcher Tucker. 2 balls and 2 strikes. With 1 out, nobody on. The 2-2 delivery from Parmenter as he comes set. Wide open stance from Reyes. The 2-2. It's a ground ball toward the third baseman. Pang is going to have to play it on hop. Throws across. Not picked. Karam's in the right field. Reyes is going to be safe at first. Noah Pang having to wait on that second bounce. It was a chopper right to him and just had to wait for the hop. There's nothing you can do. Off his back foot, tried to throw a fastball across the diamond, but it wasn't in time. And an infield single for Reyes, showing off the wheels. We'll bring up the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora. As the Aggies move to double play depth, move Cervantes at short and Ramirez at second, shade them up the middle. Looking to turn two on the infield with Reyes taking his lead at first. I anticipate a green light here from Coach Bob Anderson. Some speed. A huge cut and miss from Mora for strike one. The left hand hitting Mora has grounded out twice and singled tonight. Deep in the box, a slightly open stance, waving the wood back and forth. Now the 0-1. From Parmenter as he checks the runner back at first. That's Reyes. Love the belt. The 0-1 pitch on the outside corner. Called strike two. The
One out. Parmenter peering in. Now brings the glove to the belt. The 0-2 pitch with one out and the runner on first. That's Reyes. Check swing. Didn't go. Ring him up. Strike three called. Another strikeout added for Parmenter. He's got four on the night. Three of the four have been looking. And Reyes will remain at first for McGuire Smith, who doubled, who's flown out and grounded out tonight. Parmenter checks Reyes at first, being held on by Zachary Armenta. Pitch from Parmenter, swing and a miss for strike one.
Going back to Reyes getting on base there off that throw from the third baseman. That was a little rocky, got a little short. Great job just keeping it in front of him, Armenta, for the most part. Otherwise, very high chance Reyes at least advances to second and gets another Colt 45's player in scoring position late in this game.
Yeah, that throw was actually up toward the right field side of the bag, and it brought the first baseman Armenta off the bag. He corralled it, but it still caromed out of his glove. He just kind of knocked it down. The right fielder, Dew, actually played it back in, trying to nab Reyes, who had overrun first base, as you're allowed to do, but when the ball escapes loose like that, you have to get back to the first base bag. Now the 1-1 delivery is a little flare, shallow left center field. Cervantes going out beyond his reach, lands in no man's land. It's the second time we've seen that tonight. A trio of Aggies unable to get to it, just beyond the reach of Cervantes, Arend, and Williams, the shortstop, left field, and center fielders. And now a couple of Colt 45s are aboard for Mark Anthony Carroll. After that little flare from McGuire Smith, got himself his second hit of the night. And now the second baseman, who is 1-for-3 tonight, will step into the box. Right-hand hitter facing off against Parmenter. Line shot toward right field. Gonna land for a base hit around third. Coming in to score is Adam Reyes. McGuire Smith goes up to third. Now 11-1. Mark Anthony Carroll with the RBI single.
Yeah, Carroll's making some great cuts at the ball tonight. Looking really good. That's just another RBI for him.
And a ball that was cutting away from Dew out there patrolling right field and had to play it on a couple of hops, but got it in quickly to the cutoff man, the first baseman Armenta, and held McGuire Smith at third base. Now it will be John Handy, the catcher, into the box with two gone and runners at the corners in this 11-1 ball game here in the bottom of the sixth. Line shot right to Parmenter, who reaches up and nabs the line drive. John Handy lines out, and that ends things for the Colt 45s. They get one, but they strand a pair. It's 11-1 after six as we head to the seventh.
Tonight's Red and Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's Nathan Medina on in relief for the Colt 45s. After Cruz Cabral went two innings of one hit, no run baseball, he walked none and struck out five. First pitch from Medina is a called strike to Aiden Ramirez. Chase Arend and Benjamin Tucker also due up. A line shot over the second baseman. It's going to go all the way toward the wall. Wide turn at first by Ramirez. Headed for second to throw from the right fielder. Zacanio is not going to be in time. And a leadoff double for Aiden Ramirez. First hit tonight.
That'll also be the first runner to get in the scoring position off their own hit, other than that obviously solo home run shot in the fourth.
Now Chase Arend, the left fielder, will step up to the plate with the runner in scoring position here in this 11-1 ball game. First pitch catches the bottom of the zone. Called strike one. And as you talked about earlier, Spencer, the wind really dying down. Wide open stance for the right-handed hitter. The 0-1 catches the corner. Called strike two. There it is, that zone expanding with the 10-run lead, something we see in the majors and the minors. And also here at Tiger Field. The 0-2 delivery from Medina. Just off the plate. Outside. One ball and two strikes. Arend steps back into the box. He's grounded into a double play and popped out tonight, searching for his first hit. The 1-2 pitch as Medina looks the runner back. A breaking ball freezes Arend. He's gone. A-looking. Now Benjamin Tucker will step into the box. It's his first at bat of the night. He'll kick some dirt around, do a little landscaping. Slightly open stance for the right-handed hitter. Nathan Medina now working with one out. Runner on second here in this top of the seventh. First pitch breaking ball on the inside corner. Called strike one. Another curveball that the right-handed batter turning his back against as it came in. That is a very deceptive breaking ball from Mr. Medina. Now the 0-1 pitch from the righty off the first base side of the rubber. Misses low. One ball and one strike. Nathan Medina out of Madera, California and Reedley College. Standing at 6'2", 200. And 14 appearances and one start. He's 0-1 with a 3 ERA and 27 innings pitched. Check swing. He went around. Called strike two. He's also got 23 Ks and 10 walks. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left. The 1-2 delivery with one out as Medina looks the runner back. Is popped up into foul territory. The first baseman, Mora, giving chase back behind the first base coach's box and will squeeze it for the out. Quickly relays it back in as the runner at second, Aiden Ramirez, was dancing off the bag trying to deke a throw over and see if he could get a free 90 feet. The second out of the inning. Now the top Yoder and Micah Cervantes will step to the plate. From that left side as Medina comes set. Runner at second. Ball in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Runner going to third, not going to be in time. Wide of the bag, goes into foul territory. And coming in to score on the solid base running is Aiden Ramirez after that E2. Now the base is empty. It's an 11-2 ball game. Colt 45's still in the lead here in this top of the seventh.
great awareness and base running, like you said, from Ramirez. Doubles the Aggie score real quick.
Yeah, and just putting a little bit of pressure on the Colt 45's defense to make some great throws as Cervantes sticks this one outside for ball two. And forcing them to make great plays. Sometimes you walk away with a free run like that. Ball in the dirt again for ball three.
Now with the count where it's at, and being at the top of the lineup, the Aggies are looking to do some damage here, have a little two-out rally of their own here.
A little two-out rally maybe with Cervantes, the leadoff man, who has walked and lined out and struck out tonight. See if he can get something across. He takes a called strike one there. Now Medina. Fastball in the top zone on the outside corner. Cervantes taking all the way.
Love the confidence in the pitch there from Medina now.
Now the payoff pitch with two outs, the breaking ball off the plate outside, and Cervantes works a walk. We'll bring up Noah Pang, who's reached on an error, grounded out, and singled tonight. He'll step into that right-hand batter's box. Right-handed hitter, socks up high. Slightly open stance. A huge secondary lead from the runner on first, Cervantes, who worked his second walk of the night. Not all one. Just a bit low. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Runner takes his lead from first. That's Cervantes being held on by Mora. The righty with the glove of the belt kicks and deals a 1-1. Breaking ball just a bit low. Man, that pitch from Medina, that curveball has a lot of horizontal break. But also a lot of vertical break. It's dropping about 8 inches. Now 2-1, called strike two on the outside corner. Medina readies that first base side for 2-2. Check swing didn't go, but tad inside. I'll fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes as Mora now moves over to behind the runner at first base. Cervantes, the runner at first, will be breaking on the pitch. Ball in the dirt, and Pang works the walk. Back-to-back walks issued here. We'll give Joseph Keldson a chance to do some damage. Keldson now at first base. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. Here's the pitch from Medina. Inside, bounced it, blocked by the catcher Handy, kept it in front of him.
Well, Medina will most definitely be looking to retire this inning right here before getting these bases loaded possibly or even allowing some more runs in.
And that's actually a new catcher out there that I just realized. That's Brandon Zanny behind the plate. 1-1 now. Who came in as a defensive replacement for the catcher, John Handy. So it's actually Brandon Zanny as a line shot into left field, but Zanizer moving over will squeeze it on the run. And the Aggies get one, but they strand a pair as it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's 11-2 as we head to the bottom of the seventh. But before we do that, we will have a rendition of God Bless America.
I am
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined by Spencer Schlange, a couple of Redhawks up here in the booth on the airwaves. It's great to have you with us here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Zanizer, DeCaneo, and Manduhano due up. First pitch swinging, fouled back into the parking lot. Hopefully not going to bounce over to my car.
If I'm not mistaken, I think mine's out that direction, too. We'll hold our breath.
Hopefully dodge both our cars. No balls and one strike now on the left fielder, Zanizer, who's 1-for-3 tonight with a triple. Here in this 11-2 ball game in the bottom of the seventh, the 0-1 from the righty Parmenter catches the outside corner, called strike two. There's that ever-expanding zone with the 0-2 count now on Zanizer. Here's a pitch from the righty Parmenter off that first base side of the rubber, the 0-2. Ring him up, strike three called. Zanizer knew it, turned around, and started walking back to the dugout. Same corner of the zone, right at the knees. And the first batter is retired, and that will bring up Dom DeCaneo, right fielder, who has singled, doubled, stolen a bag, and struck out looking tonight.
I don't want him getting sounded like a broken record, but what a beautiful night for some ball after such a hot weekend. It's been almost perfect weather for a night out here in Redding, California at Tiger Field.
Especially with the wind dying down and the lights have fully taken effect now with dark skies all around us. Here's the first pitch to the right hand hitting DeCaneo, fouled back into the parking lot, this time not toward our cars, thankfully, for a long strike one. Until Zanizer's at bat, previously, the looking strikeout, he was the first out of this bottom of the seventh. He was one of only two Colt 45s on the night to not strike out. McGuire Smith is the other. He has yet to strike out. Here's the 0-1 delivery to the right-hand hitting DeCaneo. Off the plate outside. One ball and one strike. A little over 2 hours through our ball game tonight. In this bottom of the seventh, making great time and a lot of fun out here at the ballpark with the between-inning games and also the discount food and snacks and beer as the pitch is taken on the outside corner, called strike two by DeCaneo. Fastball that just caught the edge. 1-2 to DeCaneo, wearing the socks up high to the knees, a la Hunter Pence, the San Francisco Giant. The 1-2 delivery from the righty Parmenter. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher Parmenter, who reaches up above his head and will toss it to Armenta on the bag in time. 1-3 put out. We'll bring up Isaac Mantojano as the bat boy sprints out to do his respective duties and gets a little bit of applause from the home crowd here at Tiger Field. Chase the bat boy. And if my memory is correct, I believe he was a bat boy last night, our opening night, a 9-year-old showing off the hustle. Here's the first pitch to the right hand hitting Mantojano, who takes a fastball right down Broadway, a called strike one. Mantojano will step out of the box and take a couple practice swings. He's 0 for 3 on the night, searching for his first hit. With two gone and nobody on, the infield playing straight up with the center fielder shaded a bit toward left. This one hit in the air toward right center field. That's going to go all the way to the warning track, out to the wall, around first, cruising around second is Mantojano. He's trying for three. The relay on a hop is not going to be in time. A stand-up triple for Isaac Mantojano. He laced it all the way to the left of the 370 mark out there, just to the left of the Sun Oak sign, right around the black wall batter's eye. Out there in center field, the center fielder Rogowski, my apologies, Williams playing it back. Rogowski, the center fielder for the Colt 45s, got my defense confused there. Another triple for the Colt 45s tonight. Now, Trajan Rogowski will step into the box with the runner on third. The first pitch to Rogowski is in on the hands with a called strike one.
Like you said, just absolutely belted by Mantojano out there. Caught the center fielder flat-footed, tried to make a run back all the way to the track, but not before the damage was done. He makes his way all the way around the third base there.
And as I said right before, the center fielder, Williams, shaded a bit toward left as Rogowski fouls this one back right at my car. Thought I parked in a good spot again, but we'll see. Hopefully my car's all right. No balls and two strikes. That ball laced to the right center gap and beyond the reach of the sprinting center fielder Williams. It was enough for the tag to come in late at third base. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Jackson Parmenter. Just a bit low. The Aggies were headed off the field. They thought that was strike three. 1-2. Rogowski. Right-handed hitter. Runner on third. That's Mantojano. The 1-2 pitch. Off the plate outside. Low and away. 2-2. Trajan Rogowski battling here. He struck out, reached on the error, had a couple of stolen bases, a single, and a ground out tonight. Now the 2-2 pitch. With two gone. It's a ground ball up the third baseline, past the diving Noah Pang, foul. Great effort by Noah Pang. He's about 3 feet into foul territory, head first dive, trying to get to it, but about 6 inches to the foul side of the third base bag. It is a game of inches, as they say. That was about to be extra bases for Rogowski. 2-2. We'll do it again. Jackson Parmenter peering in, glove dangling in front of him, ball tucked behind him. Now comes set on that third base side of the rubber. The 2-2 pitch. It's a chopper down the first baseline and past Armenta under his glove into right field. Around first, heading for second with a double is Rogowski, and cruising in easily And coming to score is Maduhano.
Love to see that from Rogowski there. Back-to-back pitches. Takes one just foul from the third base line and then hits it the exact opposite direction, but keeps it fair this time. Popping right over the first place base. Gets a double and gets another RBI for himself.
Yeah, keeps the defense on their toes. Yeah, almost fit it down the third base line. Decided to try the other one, and the other one worked. Got it under the glove of Armenta, who was playing a couple steps back of the bag. Moved to his left and snuck under his glove, and then cruising into second base was Rogowski. A couple of extra base hits, and it's now 12-2 in this bottom of the seventh as Reyes fouls this one back off the netting for strike one. No balls and one strike. With two gone. Shortstop Cervantes holding on the runner at second, playing just a bit behind him. Now the 0-1. The right-hand hitting race is a line shot up the middle and through. Around third being waved is Rogowski. He'll come in to score. And it's now 13-2 after Reyes gets his fourth hit of the night and adds to his RBI total as well. We'll bring to the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora for the Colt 45s.
Yeah, great hit from Reyes there just to get another batter in, or another runner in, excuse me, and starting their own little two-out rally here to see if they can keep it going.
Running on first, that's Reyes being held on by Armenta. Left-handed hitter in this right-on-left matchup. The breeze still kind of lingering, moving those flags out there in center field. First pitch taken low by Mora. 1-0 on the first baseman. He's made a couple of nice plays over there at first tonight. A couple of pop-ups in foul territory around the first base coach's box, but also picked the ball a couple of times as well at first base. Showing off that stretch over there at first base to get the runners in plenty of time. 1-0 on the outside corner. Called strike one. One ball and one strike. McGuire Smith on deck, who, as I mentioned previously, the only Colt 45 who has not struck out tonight. One ball and one strike with two on. The outfield playing straight up now. 1-1 pitch. Misses low. Parmenter does a little bit of landscaping around the pitching rubber. Now peers in. Love by his knee. Ball tucked behind him. Checks the runner at first. That's Reyes being held on by the first baseman Armenta. Now comes set. The 2-1 delivery. On the outside corner, called strike two. Two balls and two strikes. With two gone, runner on first, that's Reyes. 13-2, the Colt 45s are up here in this bottom of the seventh. The 2-2 delivery from the righty Parmenter as he comes set, glove of the belt. On the outside corner, ring him up. Strike three called, the side is retired. The Colt 45s get a couple, but they strand one after seven as we head to the top of the eighth inning. The Colt 45's 13 and the Watsonville Aggies 2.
Just another reminder that tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Reading, California, back out there for his second inning of work is Nathan Medina, the kid out of Madera, California. Shout out to my college roommate and your teammate, Spencer, on the Simpson soccer team, Christian Valdez, a product of Madera as well.
Absolutely, one of the best.
Next pitch from Medina misses in for ball two on the right-hand hitting William Fisher. My apologies. Triton Dew, who took over for William Fisher. Little messy scorecard here. So that next pitch misses inside. And what was at once a fast-paced game has now slowed down to more of a Sunday evening stroll, if you will. Next pitch from Medina, right through the heart, called strike one by the home plate umpire. Three balls and one strike. The right-handed hitter, huge cut and a miss.
A great job by Medina getting back into the account, starting off down 3-0 in the count. Gets right back with a nice pitch right down the strike zone for a swing and a miss, and then foul tip into the catcher's mitt. So it'll be full count here.
Full count, grounded up the middle, charging his race. Bare hand, throws to first on a hop, not in time. Dew able to beat it out. Reyes actually fooled me on that. It looked like he was going to barehand it off one leg and throw off balance, but ended up gloving it with both hands. Couldn't really find the baseball that well in his glove and ended up almost taking like an extra half step. Ended up not getting a throw there in time, and the infield single for Triton Dew will bring up Jackson Parmenter, the pitcher who started out at first base tonight. He's 0-for-2 and was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. Here in this top of the eighth inning is the pitch from Medina, fouled back to the screen, called strike one. With a new baseball, Medina takes a little walk around the front slope of the mound. Parmenter steps out of the box and takes a breather. We're going to get a pinch runner out there at first base. I believe Triton Dew might have hurt his leg. He kind of limped back to the dugout. It's a number 18, Cody Hartke out of West Valley College over there at first base. Ball in the dirt blocked by Zanny. Zanny moving to his right laterally. He's able to pin that ball down in front of him. One ball and one strike. Hartke, the pinch runner for Dew. One ball and two strikes now after that pitch on the outside corner. Medina peering in, checks the runner at first, being held on by Mora. The 1-2 delivery is a Colt 45's look for the twin killing on the infield. Ground ball blocked in front of the plate. Danny throws it down to second base. The runner going, not in time. It was on the right field side of the second base bag. The second baseman, Mark Anthony Carroll, doing everything he could to try and get the tag on the speedy Cody Hartke, but
that great effort there. Great effort there from both Zanny and Carroll to get that play off, but too quick was due.
Now the 2-2 pitch. Ball goes through Zanny all the way back to the screen. That's going to be a pass ball charge that moves the runner up 90 feet. There's been three or four times tonight where the Aggies have been able to get a free 90 feet at some point or another, whether it be a wild pitch, a throwing error, or a pass ball. Full count with a runner on third and nobody out. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Swing and a miss for
Parmenter. He's out number one. And we'll bring up Roberto Williams, the center fielder, who's 0 for 3 tonight with a fly out, a ground out, and a strikeout. Now Medina checks the runner at third. Kicks and deals. And a balk is called on Medina, so the runner will come in to score. That's something we have not seen a lot. There was a couple of balks called on opening day. The second one being called on Cameron Miramontes, and that ended up getting him ejected out of the ballgame after he said a little too many words underneath his breath, and the home plate umpire tossed him. Now a strike delivered on the outside corner to Roberto Williams. No balls and one strike. The 0-1 delivery on the inside corner called strike two. One out, nobody on now. After the balk was called. The 0-2 pitch from Medina. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Roberto Williams caught way off balance there. Way out in front of the breaking ball, and two away now for Aiden Ramirez, who has walked, doubled, and grounded out tonight. He'll dig in from that left side.
Yeah, Medina looking fresh as ever with back-to-back strikeouts there. Obviously with the balk allowing a run in, but with two down and no one on, shouldn't be able to get out of this upper inning with limited damage.
Yeah, he's been locked in when nobody is on the bases. When there's no traffic, he's been cruising. But he has had a couple of walks and a few wild pitches. This one's popped up towards shallow left field. Reyes drifting out. Will squeeze it for out number three, and the side is retired. The Aggies get one, and they're down by a score of 13-3 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning.
Tonight's Red and Cold 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Hager Field in Redding, California. McGuire Smith
due up along with Mark Anthony Carroll and the catching spot, Brandon Zanny, who took over defensively a couple of innings ago.
Now the DH McGuire Smith will step into the box. McGuire Smith has singled, doubled, flown out, and grounded out tonight.
Jackson Parmenter still out there for his fourth inning of work.
He's got five strikeouts on the night. The first pitch to the left-hand inning, McGuire Smith's ground ball to the second baseman who fields and flips to first in time. Ramirez to Armenta on the plate. One pitch, one out. Now it'll be Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate who single, doubled, struck out, and grounded out tonight. McGuire Smith 2 for 5 now on the night.
and is the only Colt 45 to not strike out. Mark Anthony Carroll now. Open stance on that right side. Here's the pitch from Parmenter, who comes set, kicks and deals. Fastball on the outer half. Called strike one. Parmenter gets a sign and comes set. Now kicks and deals. The 0-1. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Called strike two. Any of those 50-50 balls just on the edges of the zone are going to go the Aggies' way with the score the way it is, which is 13-3. Now the 0-2 from Parmenter. Just a bit low on the outside corner. The first baseman, Armenta, thought it was strike three. One ball and two strikes, one out, nobody on for the 45s with Brandon Zanny on deck. That'll be his first at-bat of the day. The 1-2 pitch. The ground ball toward the second baseman, Ramirez, moves to his left field and throws to first in time for another 4-3 putout. Now Brandon Zanny to the plate, who got the start at catcher last night.
Let's give it up one more time for Chase. He's working
hard. He had a RBI single and a couple of ground outs. He also had that RBI double. So he went 2-for-5 last night before he was eventually pinch ran for and stayed out of the game. Now the first pitch to Zanny, a right-handed hitter. It's on the outside corner. Called strike one.
So far in the bottom of the eighth, two up and two down for Parmenter and the Aggies, but you have to assume here for the Colt 45s, any more offense would just be insurance at this point, with just three outs away from winning the ballgame here.
Yeah, I think the Colt 45s want to be done with this ballgame as much as the Aggies do after putting 13 on the board. No balls and two strikes now after Zanny took that pitch on the outside corner. Parmenter, ball tucked behind him, now brings a glove to the belt after coming set on that first base side. The 0-2 pitch to the right-hand hitting Zanny. It's a line shot toward left field. Left fielder giving chase on the run toward the left center gap. Will squeeze it on the fly, and the side is retired. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3 as we head to the ninth. The Colt 45s looking to head home with the record of 3-0 on the season, getting the win here tonight at Tiger Field. They're three outs away. When we get right back after this, tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
California, I'm Jacob Green, It's great to have you with us. I'm joined here by Spencer Schlange, making his color commentary debut here. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Due up is Chase Arend, Benjamin Tucker, and then the top of the order, Micah Cervantes. Face off against Nolan Bentley. The sidewinding right-handed pitcher, Nolan Bentley, who got the save opening night from Shasta College, but a product of Albuquerque, New Mexico, delivers back-to-back strikes there. That pitch catches the bottom of the zone.
Got to say, that sidearm from Bentley looks amazing. Great start for him.
Yeah, very much Randy Johnson-esque. Looks like it's coming from third base. He delivers a fastball just a bit low. One ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 delivery with nobody out, nobody on. Just off the plate outside. Two balls and two strikes. Next pitch is fouled off the plate. And then I believe the foot of Arend. The count remains two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2. It's fouled off the screen and headed for the crowd, it'll bang around in the bleachers. Count holds at two balls and two strikes. The Colt 45s will be back out here next weekend after they have a two-game series against the Fresno Athletics. We'll be back here on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all games starting at 7:15 p.m. Here's the 2-2 pitch from the righty Nolan Bentley. On the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Bentley gets the first out of the inning. Freezes Arend on the outside corner.
And the Colt 45s here just two outs away from a series sweep to start off the campaign, 3-0. Couldn't ask for much better.
Definitely not. They will improve to 3-0, staying undefeated on the season. Now Benjamin Tucker, right-handed hitter. It's a first pitch way outside for ball one. Bentley off that third base side, the 1-0. Right on the outside corner at the belt. One ball and one strike. Benjamin Tucker popped out his last time up. One ball, one strike, the 1-1 pitch. It's going to graze Tucker, who is turning out of the way, and he will take his free base.
You have made me very angry.
The one Bentley collects a hit batter. Now bring up the left-hand hitting number 5, Bobo Landoli. Pinch hitting for Micah Cervantes, who went 0-for-4 with a couple of walks. Landoli starting last night's game. As this one's fouled back toward the screen, right back toward us, but the netting standing in the way. Landoli working out an 0-1 count. Left-handed hitter, even stance, taking his lead from first base is Tucker. Now taking that next pitch low for ball one.
Which hand, right or left? Which hand, right or left? Sweet. You're in the right. Here at Christmas. Sweet. Told you
Here's the pitch from Bentley. Strike just a little bit outside, but it's going to give it given by the umpire here. That's strike number two. Here's Bentley. The approach. Strike three. The batter's out, and a runner will advance on stolen base there.
Yeah, unfortunately, there a batter was called out on the 2-2 pitch. Great pitch that drew a nothing really from Landoli. Goes down looking, but on the throw down to second base, the runner, I believe it is a courtesy runner for catcher Benjamin Tucker, just a very easy stolen base. Got a huge jump, and then the throw also off target, but Noah Pang will be up to the plate now. Huge cut and miss for strike one. No balls and one strike. Runner on second. With two gone here in this top of the ninth. The 0-1 pitch from Bentley. In the dirt. Gets in front by Zanny.
And Bentley in the Colt 45 is just one out now away from completing a perfect weekend and a season sweep so far. Or a series sweep, excuse me. And just tag on to their already impressive win streak.
1-1 from Bentley. Right down Broadway. One ball and two strikes now. Down to their final strike are the Watsonville Aggies. 1-2 goes all the way back to the screen. After it grazes Pang and a second hit batter for Nolan Bentley. Runners at first and second now. Now Joseph Keldsen will step into the box. Keldsen has reached on an error, grounded out, flown out, and struck out tonight. Bentley working off that third base side of the rubber. Runners take their leads from first and second with two gone. Swing and a miss. Huge cut and a miss. Blew a fastball by him. High octane there. The ball's in one strike with two gone. Here's the 0-1. Foul tipped back to the screen. Quickly 0-2. Baggies down to their final strike again.
Looks like in this inning right here with Bentley, he's either hitting runners or hitting the strike zone. No in between so far. He's looked pretty good for the most part, but a couple shaky pitches here and there.
The 0-2 is fouled out of play, and we'll do it again. Yeah, a couple of strikeouts and a couple of hit batters. For the Aggies, they only have four hits on the night, but they've had a lot of traffic on the bases. Now the 0-2 from the righty, Bentley. Swing and a miss, and that's the way the ball game ends. The final time of the game is 2 hours and 52 minutes for the Watsonville Aggies. They score 3 runs on 4 hits. And one error. They left 9. They fall to 0-3 on the year. For the Colt 45s, 13 runs on 17 hits, 2 errors. They left 5. They improve to 3-0 and extend the winning streak dating back to last season to 22 games. Again, the final time of the game was 2 hours and 52 minutes. The winning pitcher was Cruz Cabral. The losing pitcher, Adrian Leon. No save situation in the final game of this weekend as the Colt 45s get the 3-game series sweep. Special thanks to Carl and Linda Bott with KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. And special thanks to Phil Churchill back in the studio engineering things for us, our producer. This is Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange, the voices of the Redding Colt 45s, saying thanks for listening and drive safely. The Colt 45s will be heading to Fresno for a couple of games before they come back next weekend for a couple of games against the Cali Stars and the Yuba Thunder Stripers. This coming Friday, we'll be back to Blue Night, so free admission for all law enforcement. Again, this is Jacob Green with Spencer Schling from Tiger Field in Redding, California. The final scores, the Colt 45s, 13, the Watsonville Aggies, 3.
Oh, I'd take a chance on Johnny if he had an exploitation angle. The way it is now, there's too many good boys bouncing around. Don't need the build-up or have to go into him. No. I'm returning to New York tonight. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Yeah, he's got nothing.
Nothing but money. Someday I'm going to walk into a bank and look at the stuff. You know they keep the trap behind little cages? Uh-oh, there's that kid again. The metal boy. Name's Chuck Masters. They say he got 30 japs.
30 japs? Well, I'd like to meet the hero.
Well, it looks like maybe you will. He's coming right at us.
Pardon me, but aren't you Johnny Wilson?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I got to the stadium just in time for the knockout. Sure like to congratulate you.
Oh, thanks, thanks. 30 japs, huh? You've been pretty busy. Me, I was in the medical corps, Walter Reed Hospital. Have a drink, Chuck?
Oh, no, thanks. I can't stop. My family's waiting. I really have a favor to ask, Mr. Wilson. I'm chairman of the Juvenile Delinquency Committee.
Well, let me offer my congratulations.
Thanks. Now, if you'll offer just one more thing, your services in an exhibition, Bob.
You mean a benefit?
Yeah.
Look, Sonny, you're a nice, clean-cut American boy, and I like your style, but the only benefits I fight are for the Johnny Wilson fight.
Now, wait a minute, Johnny, wait a minute. After all, we don't want to see no kids go wrong, do we? Who are you figuring on Johnny fighting?
Well, nobody yet. I just got the idea.
Do you box, Chuck?
Me? Well, I did a little boxing in the 39th Infantry, strictly amateur.
Then it's a natural. You box, Johnny.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I couldn't.
Sure you could. And you look like a welter, too. If you get into the ring with Johnny, it's a deal.
Good idea. Good publicity.
You don't understand.
You can't ask a guy to fight unless you're willing yourself.
Especially for nothing. You do, we do. You don't, we don't.
Well, okay, it's a deal. Thursday night at the stadium.
Yeah.
All right, Lefty. What's the setup?
In the ring Thursday, I want you to make him look good. I want the kid to think he's a wonder boy. I want to sign him.
And then?
Then I take him to Barr as my new fighter. Medal of Honor and all. Oh, Barr, like that. Endorsed by Congress.
Keep talking.
We've got some of the exploitation angle he's talking about. And with the dough we make on Chucky Boy, we'll finance you to the title.
Get alerted the crowd.
Any more people come in, we'll have to ration the oxygen.
That's what Barr means by exploitation. That Medal of Honor drags them in. There it is. Remember, Johnny, don't win. You don't have to lose, but don't win.
Well, it was a fair enough fight. Like Lefty wanted, I didn't lose it, I didn't win it. The kid was a cinch to sign. A Lefty wired Barr to find out if he was interested. He was, and now we're in New York in the Copa Club, signing the contracts.
There's one thing, Lefty. Now that Chuck is signed, where does Johnny here fit in?
Oh, Johnny's going to stop boxing for a while. He's going to groom Chuck.
Me? I wasn't having any conversation just then. I was watching Chuck watch a long-haired, slinky dame come towards our table. She had on a gown that had no straps and didn't need any. There was sweet rhythm in her walk, and she wore a hands-off look that beat blood into a guy's head. She stopped at our table, and Chuck's mouth flopped open. I said, well, gentlemen, this is my wife.
Hello.
Danya, this is Chuck Masters. Sit down, baby.
So you're the new fighter?
Yeah.
I hate fighters.
Oh, you'll frighten the boys.
And I hate the parasites who live off.
No, have a drink, baby.
Why do you take that, Johnny?
Shut up.
Hey, new fighter. Why don't you duck out before they knock that gentle look out of your eyes?
I don't want to fight, Mrs. Wilson, but I need money.
Johnny looked like you when he first started.
And after only 4,000 push-ups a day, look at me now.
Childhood sweethearts. Sweetness and light. Now he's not happy unless I wear gowns like this.
There's nothing wrong with that dress. Hey, hey, baby, have you heard? I'm going to stay out of the ring for a bit.
What?
Going to teach Chuck here a thing or two. Who can tell? With me behind him, he may get to be our next champ.
You've given it up, Johnny. What happened?
He's just taking a rest, Daniel. That make you sore?
Not me. It just sounds like Johnny's using his head. And that sounds so strange, it makes me suspicious.
Ah, great little killer, ain't you, Chuck? Hey, Mr. Barr. Come on, baby, let's dance. Now the publicity buildup started. Chuck was a hero. The story of the signing hit the papers coast to coast, border to border. The Fighting Marine, they traced his medals to every beachhead. I even came in for some publicity as Chuck's best friend, the guy who was sidetracking his own career to train him. And on the day Chuck signed for his first fight, with Whitey Carnes in the Bronx Coliseum it was, who should come in to give him his medical but my old CO from the Med Corps, Doc Peterson.
Hey, Corporal Johnny Wilson. Well, don't make me say what are you doing here. Tell me.
I'm a fighter, Captain.
Well, well. That's a far cry from Walter Reed Hospital, huh, Johnny? How you doing?
So far the Army paid off better. Doc, this is Chuck Masters.
Oh, hiya, Chuck. Say, according to all the publicity I hear, you're going to be the next welder champ.
Yeah. With Barr's money, we opened a training camp in the Berkshires. I taught Chuck to box, and he learned fast. His left wasn't too good, but his right was okay, and he was shifty. 3 days before his fight with Carnes, Chuck and me were in the ring, sparring.
Hold it, Johnny. There's Anya. Hello, Anya.
Hiya, chump.
Well, baby, I didn't expect you.
All right. What are we waiting for? Oh, it's you, huh?
Hello, Lefty.
Training camps is no places for dames, you know that.
Yeah, that's right. You never watched me train before. What's the magnet?
I got the day off, and I wanted to watch the process whereby they turn a guy like him into a guy like you.
I looked at her lips while she was talking, and the thought that she might be hoping for somebody else's lips on hers, Chuck's maybe, tore at my inside. The gong sounded, and I went for him.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Cut it out, Johnny. What's the matter with you? You're nuts. Why are you slugging like that?
Well, I figured Chuck is about ready for anything. Come on, Chucky boy, put him up. Let's see if you can take it.
Johnny, take it easy.
Oh, he really cut loose then. I've been storing it for a long time. I belted him good. He went down and stayed there. When they carried him out, he opened his eyes. But he didn't look at me, he looked at Danya. And she looked back at him with tears in her eyes. I should have killed them both then.
We're right in the middle of an episode of Suspense. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
Autolite is bringing you Dick Powell in Slow Burn. Tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Still on the phone, Todd?
Yeah.
Well, hold it a second. I want to gander out the window. The cops in large numbers, Todd. But they won't find me for a while, and I only need a little more time to finish. Well, Chuck won his first fight, naturally. He was getting the slow, careful build-up. He won a second fight over in Jersey. So then Lefty began to book him. He said Courtney Barr wanted Chuck to go out and make a tour, get a list of knockouts so he'd have a record. So I sat on my nets. The day Chuck got back from his tour, he called, and Daniel invited him to dinner.
How was the tour, Chuck?
Oh, fine. I had a couple of fights that were terrific. In Denver, I fought Willie Myers. What a boxer. But I found his weakness. See, when he was getting set to throw his right, he always flipped his elbow just a bit. From then on, he was my meat.
You're beginning to enjoy fighting, Chuck.
Oh, why shouldn't he enjoy it? There's money in it.
Sure. 50% of the purse and a bonus. Don't forget the bonus. Scrambled brains, cauliflower ears, and a nose smattered all over your face.
A good fighter keeps his nose straight.
Johnny was just like Chuck when he first started. Fighting kills a man's better instinct. I'll get the dessert.
Yeah, I'll help you. So I got no instincts. I'm just a bum, huh?
Cut the pie, Johnny.
Now, give me the knife. I'm not worth anything, huh?
I stay with you because I'm trying to salvage what I think is still there.
And that crack that I used to be like Chuck is
now. Johnny, we can still save it. I want it to be the way it was.
You stay away from him.
What's the use? Come in and finish your dinner.
You heard me. Stay away from Chuck or I'll finish him. Every sports writer was wondering who was going to fight Mike Gruen. Nobody got a crack at the champ unless he fought Gruen first. I knew who it was going to be. Me. And with the money left he got out of Chuck's fights, that was the deal we'd made. But, well, I was getting itchy about it. All this time, I wasn't getting any particular buildup. We were on the lake cruising around relaxing after 2 weeks of hard training. Barr and Chuck were watching a kid horsing around doing handstands in a canoe. I took Lefty to the other end of the launch.
Yeah?
Yeah, look, Lefty.
I know, Johnny, I know. Now, don't worry about the Gruen bout.
Maybe it would be smarter, Lefty, if you gave up my contract on the surface. Then you could hold off Chuck while my new manager signed me for that match.
I can't, Johnny.
Oh, why not?
Now, don't get mad. But I had to give Barr 50% of your contract or he wouldn't back Chuck originally. But I got it fixed.
Well, you
so
dumb, stupid... I spun around and saw a canoe floating bottoms up. Chuck was ripping off his clothes, but I got out of mine fast, too. Me and Chuck hit the water together.
You see him, Johnny?
Huh? No. I saw the kid, but I wasn't telling Chuck. He'd come up about 20 yards away, and he went down in the same spot. This was going to be publicity for me. I dove for the kid, grabbed his hair, and pulled him up. When the boat came up alongside, Lefty hauled him in.
That's it, come on.
When they pulled me into the boat, I saw Lefty point to the landing.
Oh, look at that carload of reporters that just drove up.
Chuck, you and Johnny get out of those wet clothes.
I'll take care of the reporters.
Reporters? Well, send them along, boys. Photographers, bring along.
That evening, I was sparring with Chuck, sharpening his footwork, when Dania came up with the New York papers.
Don't you two ever get out of that ring? Oh, and by the way, congratulations.
Huh? Oh, you hear all about the hero stuff on the lake?
Yeah. Congratulations.
But she wasn't looking at me. She was looking at Chuck. I hopped out of the ring, grabbed the newspapers out of her hand. The story was there, all right, in big block headlines. Chuck Masters saves boy from drowning. Medal of Honor winner does it again. Me? I wasn't even in the comic section.
But this is all wrong, Dania. Johnny saved that kid.
Yeah, Johnny saved that kid. Now, Johnny's going to save himself. Where's that Lefty Wilkins?
Oh, that's a dirty trick, Johnny.
Chuck, you're trying to tell me you knew nothing of this. Your picture and life history on the front page.
I swear.
Now your eyes open, Johnny. Look what they've done to Chuck. How they made him lie just for the sake of publicity.
I didn't lie. And what publicity?
Your fight with Mike Gruen. On the sports page.
The whole double cross opened up like a filthy sunflower. I was the patsy, the fall guy, the jerk, the dummy. I was going to be the next champ. Yeah, the next champ under the dunce cap. I wanted to pound someone, something, anything. My eyes focused on Daniel.
I'm glad this has happened. Maybe, Johnny, now you'll give up. We'll have a chance to live decent, normal lives. I'm glad this has happened.
I spark-plugged this whole thing so I could get that Gruen bout. I fixed it.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Shut up!
You hit me. You miserable skunk.
Come back here.
Let her alone.
Oh, I've been waiting for this, Chucky boy.
Johnny, take it easy. Wait a minute. Oh, Chuck, Johnny. Take it easy. Come on, take it easy.
All right, now. Throw Wilson off the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, throw the bum out. Throw him out. Get out of here.
Threw me out all right, and while they were doing it, I was thinking I was going to kill Lefty Wilkins. That was definite. And I remembered that all Daniel worried about was Chuck. Chuck's character. Chuck's gentle look. Yeah, I was going to kill Lefty. And for Chucky boy, I was going to think up something special. Very special. Day after day, I'd wake up with a new idea, but none good enough. Then one night, I walked into a bar and saw someone. Someone who was going to give me the answer. It was my old CO, Doc Peterson.
Corporal Johnny Wilson. Come on over. Bring a drink with you.
Well, thanks, Captain. Still medicing for the Boxing Commission?
Yeah. Still fighting?
Yeah, off and on.
Glad to see you, Johnny. Hey, you're the second guy I've seen from our old outfit recently.
Yeah?
You remember that lieutenant in the chemical corps who nearly lost his eyes? I saw him. I met his new wife. A real mess. I guess we didn't do such a good job on his eyes.
Eyes? What do you mean, Captain?
You remember the fool got bichloride of mercury in him. Severe corneal lacerations. Uh-huh. Lucky thing we caught him when we did, or he'd have gone permanently blind. Ah, it's a terrible thing when a man loses his eyesight. Yep. Suppose it was a man in your profession, huh, Johnny?
Huh? Yeah.
Good thing a guy can tell when that stuff gets in his eyes. And a guy can always tell. Burns like mad.
Yeah, I guess it would.
Well, I gotta be on my way, Johnny.
Captain, how long would that stuff have to be in a guy's eyes to blind him permanently?
Oh, 26 hours about, if he's in top condition.
The captain left, and me, I walked the streets all night, most of the next morning until the 42nd Street Library opened. I went through 5 medical books before I found what I wanted. Eye anesthesia. Pontocaine. Causes loss of sensation in the eye without affecting the eyesight.
I went up to the training camp. The Gruen bout was in 3 days. I had to get back in favor, and I piled it on good. I played it with hearts and flowers, everything. Poor Johnny boy. I'm sincerely sorry. That's the way it is, Chuck. I'm sorry for the hassle I caused. I'd sure like to be with you for the night of the fight.
Well, okay, Johnny. It'd be funny fighting a local match without you in my corner.
Sounds fishy to me. You ain't the kind to forgive.
Well, it ain't fishy, Lefty. Since Daniel left, things have been lousy with me. I'm out of dough. I gotta eat. I need the job.
He gets the job, Lefty. He rates it. He taught me everything I know. I want him in my corner.
When we walked down the aisle in the garden for the ring, I had 3 things in my bag. A long, sharp knife for Lefty Wilkins and the Pontacane and bichloride of mercury for Chucky Boy. At the end of the 4th round, Chuck was way out in front and Lefty was beaming all over. Well, nice going, Chuck.
He's a cinch.
Then I reached for the Vaseline that every fighter has smeared over his eyebrows to keep his eyes from getting cut. I had the Vaseline loaded with Pontacane. I smeared it all around those eyes of his. Now all I had to do was wait until the Pontacane took effect. The next 3 rounds were a nightmare. Chuck seemed as good as ever, and Gruen was weakening fast. Suppose he got knocked out before I got the bichloride in Chuck's eyes. Well, everything's still okay, Chuck?
Hey, sure must be pooped, Johnny. He hit me in the eye 3 times that round. I didn't even feel it.
Yeah? That's all?
Come on, dummy. Swam my face. A little cold water, boy. Next round, I'll kill him.
He leaned back. I picked up a sopping sponge from the outer bucket, the one with the bichloride, and I swabbed his face and kept swabbing it while the liquid ran over his forehead and down in his eyes.
And it's a cut.
He didn't even wince as the poison drained under his lids, into his eyes, and over his eyeballs. He started the 8th round strong and cocky. He pushed Gruen all over that ring, and then all of a sudden it happened. He stopped and put his gloves to his eyes, trying to rub away the creeping blindness. Gruen played it cagey. He thought it was a trick. But as Chuck desperately hunted for him, Gruen caught wise and he piled into Chuck. Gruen tore his head off. He hit Chuck with everything but the ring post. Chuck kept going down and coming up for more. Oh, it was beautiful. I picked up my bag and left the corner. On the way out, I stopped for a moment where Lefty Wilkins bent forward, agonizing in his seat as he watched the championship go out the window. He didn't even move when I shoved a knife into his back. The crowd was screaming for the kill as I walked out. Still there, Todd?
Yeah.
The law's going to be in a second. The reason I couldn't call you in time for your bulldog auditions, I had to be sure the 26 hours is up. Otherwise, you could have warned Chuck and his eyesight could have been saved. I want him to stay blind.
All right, grab him.
Take it easy. Take it easy. You can have me. I got what I wanted.
Well, you admit you killed Lefty Wilkins.
Sure, and it was a pleasure. And Chuck, the champ, how does he like it? Got any jobs for fighters who can't see?
Why don't you ask him?
What?
Hello, Johnny.
Chuck. Well, what are you...
Yes, Johnny, he can see. He's not blind.
But you can't see. I don't believe it. You can't.
Your old CO was at the ringside, Johnny. Doc Peterson. He knew what it was the minute it happened. He fixed up my eyes.
You can't see. You can't see. You can't see.
You're the one who's blind, Johnny.
Suspense, presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Dick Powell.
Tonight's transcribed suspense play was produced and edited by William Spear and directed by Norman MacDonald. Music for Suspense is composed by Lucian Morawek and conducted by Lud Bluskin. Slow Burn is an original play for radio by Fred Freiberger. Dick Powell may currently be seen in the motion picture version of the best-selling novel, Mrs. Mike, and may be heard each week in his own radio show, Richard Diamond, Private Detective. In the coming weeks, you will hear such stars as James Mason, Ronald Reagan, and Ginger Rogers. And don't forget, next Thursday, same time, Autolite will present Suspense, starring Loretta Young.
From February 23, 1950. Before he played Richard Diamond on the radio, Dick Powell was heard in a December 1948 audition recording of the next series we'll present here on When Radio Was. We'll debut our latest five-part storyline of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Known as the Kalin Matter and starring Bob Bailey, it begins right after this.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now and use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get the Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
If you own a small business, you know how important a strong and secure Wi-Fi network is to your company, employees, and customers. The biggest concerns include lousy performance, security threats, support, and the ability to grow your network. Well, fear not, because the Omada SDN, or Software-Defined Networking Platform from TP-Link, has all the answers. Omada's Wi-Fi 6 and Wi-Fi 7 dual-band access points deliver super fast speeds, and the mesh technology allows you to provide coverage throughout your workspace. And there's security features like authentication, firewall protection, and VPN support so your employees can have their own networks. Plus, there's easy cloud management and the ability to scale up if you need more from your network. Don't let your business suffer with lousy Wi-Fi. The solutions are at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time again to kick off another five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. The Kalin Matter takes the freelance insurance investigator to Los Angeles, and originally played out in January of 1956. This is part one.
From Hollywood, it's time now for Johnny Dollar.
Walt Albright, Johnny, Trinity Mutual Limited.
Oh, hiya, Walt. How's your health?
Terrible, since you ask. I got asthma, Johnny.
Again? I thought we agreed that...
Yeah, I know. I get suspicious. I get asthma. Happens every time. Cure me, will you?
What's the case, Walt?
Man named Eddie Kalin, C-A-Y-L-I-N, out in Los Angeles, died yesterday. $5,000 policy, double indemnity.
What did he die of?
Mysterious circumstances.
Well, that's usually a fatal disease, all right,
that's
but...
That's it, Johnny. That's all I know. Mysterious circumstances. The body was identified by the widow.
I see.
Our salesman out there can probably help you. He issued the policy only 6 weeks ago at the request of the widow.
Uh-huh.
6 weeks, one premium paid, check signed by the widow.
Hey, tell me something. Would the beneficiary happen
to
be...
That's right, the widow. Oh, this husband's killing me, Johnny. You got to do something about it.
All right, Walt. Just call me doctor.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Trinity Mutual Insurance Company, Limited, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Kalin matter. Item 1, $198.20, airline fare and incidentals, Hartford to Los Angeles. I hadn't arranged for anybody to meet me when I arrived at L.A., so I picked up my bags and headed for the taxi stand.
Mr. Dollar, please, wait a second.
He was a small man, nervous and fluttery, with a shiny pink nose and a face like a little white rabbit.
I was watching you out on the ramp. Somehow, you must have slipped by. And you are Mr. Dollar, aren't you?
Yes, I'm Johnny Dollar, but I don't think I...
Welch. Presley Welch. I'm the...
Oh, yes, you're the district salesman here for Trinity Mutual.
That's right.
Well, how are you, Mr. Welch?
I'm out of breath at the moment. From running, you understand. You see, I'm troubled occasionally by asthma.
You too?
Oh, do you have asthma, Mr. Dollar?
No, it's a friend of mine in Hartford.
Oh, in Hartford? Oh, well, you don't say.
Yes, in fact, I came out here just to cure it for him.
Out here? Oh, this is the worst place you could have come. Oh, you see, the smog here is so... Oh, I do believe you're joshing.
I guess I am at that. Come on, let's add to my expense account with a cup of coffee.
Oh, you really think we should?
Oh, why not? Let's be daring.
All right, let's. I always say if the company can't afford it.
If Presley Wells sold insurance the way he answered questions, it was amazing that he hadn't starved to death years ago. He skidded around the field, flip-flopped overhead, and buzzed the tower, all verbally, of course, and for 15 minutes he didn't touch a wheel to the ground. But when he did finally land, he came in with a swoop.
I do hope you'll accept my apologies, Mr. Dollar, for causing all this trouble, because the whole thing is my fault, of course.
Oh, I don't see how, unless you murdered Eddie Kalin.
I scarcely knew him.
A perfect alibi.
Oh, no. You misunderstand.
Oh, I'm just joshing.
What I meant was, I wrote the policy. And I knew better right when I did it.
Oh? What do you mean?
Well, Mr. Kalin was quite facetious about the whole procedure. When I tried to point out the retirement security factors in our multiple endowment plan, he actually laughed.
You don't say?
Yes. He said all the security he'd asked for was two aces up and one for the kicker.
Well, what about Mrs. Kalin? What was her attitude?
Well, she was quite serious about it.
Wasn't she the one who actually applied for the policy?
Well, not technically. The beneficiary can't, you know. It's against the rules.
Yeah, I know, but didn't
she... Well, she was the one, yes, that called me and asked me to come out and talk to her husband. And he finally signed the application. But he seemed to regard it as a joke. He only did it as a favor to her. Something of that sort.
And now it's turned out to be a $10,000 favor. What kind of a woman is she, Mr. Welch?
Well, she's quiet, well-mannered, quite charming, I thought. I must confess I felt a good deal of sympathy for her in view of her husband's incessant flippancies.
A real happy fellow, huh?
Oh, positively frivolous, Mr. Dollar. And I should have been warned by his attitude. You know, insurance is a serious business.
Oh, sure. But Eddie Kalin didn't laugh himself to death.
Oh, my. Oh, he died in the fire when his automobile caught fire. Oh, I see what you mean.
Say, tell me, how well did you get to know the Kalins, Mr. Welch?
Oh, hardly at all. I saw Mr. Kalin twice, once at his apartment the evening I sold him the policy, and then 2 weeks later at my office when he came in to sign the papers.
And Mrs. Kalin?
Only once, that evening at their apartment. She phoned me earlier in the week.
And you haven't seen her since her husband's death, huh?
No. I phoned to express my sympathy, but she wasn't available.
She hasn't filed a claim yet.
No, but I knew she would, so I took it on myself to notify Hartford. I just can't help feeling guilty about this, you know.
Yes, so you mentioned.
Yeah, not that I really am, of course, but you understand.
Oh, sure, I understand. Well, I'll keep in touch. Watch out for comedians, Mr. Welch.
Watch out for who? Comedian, watch out.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 3, $6.35. Taxi fare to the Beverly Wilshire Hotel and a second taxi to the West Los Angeles Precinct Police Station. The case wasn't being handled by any of the usual departments, Bureau of Homicide, Missing Persons, and so on. The man in charge was Detective Sergeant Jose Reynosa, unattached, working out of the Central District on special assignment.
Pull up a chair, Mr. Dollar.
When I talked with him in his office, Reynosa told me the reason for it.
Yeah, it's a funny deal, Mr. Dollar. The facts in the case could point a lot of different ways. But the way it stands right now, they just don't add up in any direction. At least not quite.
You mind filling me in on some of those facts, Sergeant?
Yeah, I'll be glad to. Last Thursday morning at 4:20 a.m., we got a call relayed through the fire department to investigate a burned automobile out on the Palos Verdes headland, up in the hills above the harbor. The car was lying in the bottom of a ravine below the road, and it was a total loss. Apparently, the gas tank had burst and flooded the whole interior.
Oh, what do you mean, apparently?
Well, the upholstery may have been deliberately soaked with gas. The arson squad isn't sure.
I see.
That's why this case doesn't quite fit in any niche, Mr. Dollar. Might be homicide, might be arson, missing person, or only an accident. We're not sure yet. Anyway, there was a body in the driver's seat, burned to a cinder. Unrecognizable. But we did recover a few personal effects. A signet ring, keychain, wristwatch with the strap burned off, a wallet badly scorched.
Mm-hmm. I noticed the keychain has a metal tag with the address stamped on it.
Yeah, that and a part of the driver's license were the only leads. Eddie Kalin, Argus Terrace Apartments up on Sunnyway Drive above the strip. So we went up there and we ran into a second surprise.
What do you mean?
Nobody home. We attained access, found the place in a mess. There'd apparently been a fight, a chair and a couple of lamps were broken, and there were bloodstains in the living room.
What about Mrs. Kalin?
Located her the next afternoon. She'd been spending a few days at a friend's cabin up at Arrowhead.
Does the friend confirm it?
She was there alone, had her own car. Yeah, she might have come back to town that night, but we got nothing to prove it.
Or disproven.
Right. Just another one of those maybes. So this case is a collection of maybes.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Tell me, Sergeant, just who was Eddie Kalin?
Eddie Kalin, male, Caucasian, height 5'11", weight 175, complexion olive, hair medium brown, eyes gray, age 34, birthplace Chicago.
What was he? What did he do?
He called himself a promoter. Done a lot of things. Small-time agent for a while, handled a few singers and dancers, vaudeville and nightclubs. Been a bookie off and on, but mainly he was a gambler. Oh, and there's another maybe for you.
Now, how's that?
According to rumor, Eddie was in an all-day poker game that broke up only a few hours before we found the car. The game was supposedly run by a big-time gambler named Topo Leanley. And the word has it that Eddie cleaned up something over $60,000.
And there was no money found on the body?
Nope.
Have you talked to this Topo?
Sternly. We had him in here for 4 hours this morning. He never heard of Eddie Kalin. Wouldn't know a poker deck if he saw one. Spends all his spare time raising petunias and driving his dear old mother to church.
Like that, huh?
Like that. So there's another one for you. Maybe Topo didn't like the idea of losing 60 grand, decided to get it back. Or maybe the widow wanted the insurance, or it could be that somebody else took a crack at him.
And it's possible, of course, that Eddie mailed the 60,000 to a blonde in Milwaukee and just ran off the road by accident.
Yeah, it's possible. But I don't think so. I don't think it was an accident. I'm always getting cases like this. It's the kind they always put me on. Officially, it's because I'm a college man and majored in criminology, but actually, it's because I'm a Latin, Mexican ancestry, and they know I get certain feelings about a case, hunches.
Oh. And how do you feel about this one?
It's hokey. Real hokey. And it's murder, not an accident. But beyond that, quien sabe. Why don't you poke into it a little, see what you can find? Then maybe we can talk it out some more over a bottle of Muscatel.
Yeah, good idea. Where can I find Mrs. Kalin?
Oh, the widow? Well, that's a good starting point. She's out at their apartment. There's the address.
Okay, thanks. Oh, just one other thing, Sergeant Reynosa. When you gained access to the apartment, I assume the door was locked.
Yeah, it took a little effort.
What kind of a lock? Automatic night latch? Spring cylinder?
No, it was an old-fashioned warden bolt.
Had to be locked with a key.
Mm-hmm. What are you getting at, Mr. Dollar?
Oh, a hunch of my own, Sergeant. Let's save it for the Muscatel. See you later. Expense account item 4, $2. Taxi to the Kalin apartment in West Hollywood. It was shortly after dusk by now, and the lights were coming on all over the city. It was a cool, clear night. Los Angeles at its best. As we swung off the Sunset Strip and started climbing up into the hills, I looked back across the basin toward the dark mass of the Palos Verdes headland that bounded the far side of the great carpet of lights. 3 nights ago, a man had died over there in the darkness. And in a few minutes now, I'd be talking to his widow. Or at least to the woman who claimed to be his widow. Keep the change. The Argus Terrace apartments, like most of them in that section, sprawled up the hillside above the street. 6 or 8 apartments on as many different levels, all opening onto a central patio filled with walks, steps, and banks of tropical plantings. The Kalin's apartment was at the top, and I was still 50 feet from it when the door opened and a man came out and hurried toward me. I stepped back against the shrubbery and waited for him. Good evening, Mr. Welch.
Oh, it's you.
Your second visit to Mrs. Kalin?
Second? Oh, yes. Yes, it is. I imagine you've been notified, too.
Notified?
Oh, yes. I got a wire from the home office in Hartford this evening. That's why I'm here. Well, Mrs. Kalin has filed under the double indemnity clause of the policy. A claim for $10,000.
She has, huh?
She hopes it can be paid immediately. And without any trouble.
Well, I don't like to dash a lady's hopes, Mr. Welch, but I've got news for the widow.
News?
The claim won't be paid immediately. And before this is over, there's going to be a lot of trouble.
Oh?
In fact, Mr. Welch, if my hunch is right, this claim is not going to be paid at all.
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a lovely girl lies, cries, crosses her heart and hopes to die. And a killer fires from the dark. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part one of the Kalin Matter, which originally aired over five consecutive weeknights in early January of 1956. We'll present the second installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Well, I'm your host, Greg Bell, and in the role of Presley Welsh in that episode was the great Howard McNear. Now on radio, he's best known for playing Doc Adams on Gunsmoke. But who played that Dodge City doctor on the TV version? I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Folks, I'd like you to get a picture of what it's like here. Very quiet, for one thing. I've never been in such a quiet place, and it's pretty dark. No light except my flashlight. Tell you what, you go now and douse all the lights you have on. Go ahead, put out the lights.
The greatest stars of stage and screen and the greatest writers of print and radio combine to keep you on the edge of your seat in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Suspense, Motive for Murder.
I opened my handbag and my fingers closed around Mr. Jensen's gun. He looked down at it.
Hey, what?
I said I've changed my mind.
Okay. That's the way you feel. I don't argue with a girl who's got a gun.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills brings you moments of desperation and danger.
I took the stuff she had piled up on the dresser. Bracelets, rings, pins. I stuffed his wallet into my pocket. And then I got out. I got out as fast as I could.
Mickey Rooney, Lucille Ball, Lana Turner, Ralph Edwards, and more star in 20 nerve-stretching exercises in crime, mystery, and the uncanny.
Quite frankly, I'd like to get out of here. I can well imagine people becoming unhinged in this place. I find myself pretty jumpy. Not being very brave, am I?
Today, our listeners can get Suspense Motive for Murder for 50% off. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 to get your copy for only $19.98.
And the front door slowly opened. And then there were slow, halting footsteps along the short hall to the sitting room where an old woman waited.
Order Suspense Motive for Murder today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 so you can hear
a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we're talking about the role of Doc Adams on Gunsmoke. On radio, he was voiced by Howard McNear, but on TV's Gunsmoke, he was played by Milburn Stone. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it for now, but remember to take a moment to visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.